If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
The Fan.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, Gabe.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, Gabe.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Woos Kabob's right for Anish? Get Frenish.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
Hey, everybody. It's Chris Hockey. Today's comedians on La Power Trip Morning Show are John Panette and Eliza Schlesinger.
My family ruined Thanksgiving for me. My first Thanksgiving in the house, I was going to host it. I never hosted Thanksgiving. I was going to have it catered. I wanted to be done really nice. They said, no, you always take us to restaurants. We're going to cater it for you. We'll bring the food. There's 10 of us. My sister brings a 12-pound turkey. Grace did not go the way I would have liked it to. Thank you, God, for the 12-pound turkey. I didn't know they made them that small. It must have got hit by a car. I hope it didn't suffer. Since there are 10 of us, tell me there are 9 more turkeys just like this in the kitchen. Tell me this is like the Cornish game hen of turkeys. And my other sister, the health nut, she brought the vegetables. She brought turnips. People bring stuff to your house. You want to be nice, gracious. How do you like my turnips? I don't think you're supposed to eat these. These suck with butter on them. And nothing sucks with butter on them. Turnips are a horrible vegetable, and they show up during the holidays. What is with the turnip? First of all, you can't cook it. Can't cut it with any knife in the kitchen. You have to bounce it off the concrete for an hour to soften it up. Then you have to boil it for 8 hours. If it's that difficult, the turnip doesn't want to be eaten. Turnips are a root vegetable. They grow in the ground. That means at the beginning of the world, God made the turnip and said, no. This didn't come out right. Gabriel, try this. You don't like it either, huh? I was going to put it on a tree, but you know what? I'll bury it and they won't find it. Yeah, well, some idiot dug it up and brought it to my house for Thanksgiving.
So this year was a really important year for me because I got married. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that reciprocity. I said something positive, you gave me positivity back. I was like, I got married, and you were like, that's great, how old is she? But like, you went for it. I think sometimes as women, we're afraid to share good personal news with people. Because we're afraid that other women won't be happy for us. What a scathing note to start a special out on. But all too often you say something good like, I got married, and what I'll get back is like, amazing. I am here running on a platform to eradicate the usage of the word amazing from our female vocabularies because I know what amazing means, okay? Girls, when you say amazing, I know you don't mean amazing, okay? So save it for your boyfriend. They're not paying attention. I know what amazing means. When a woman says amazing, what she actually means is, oh my God, this isn't about me and I don't care and I'm a little insecure about it, but I want to make sure that I'm being a good feminist and saying amazing back, but in actuality, it's boring. Amazing. That's what that means.
The Beezer. The Beezer.
Sex! Sex! Sex!
That old sumbitch is already here, man.
I already got my hug and my squeeze. I smell like a French male whore.
A French male whore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Tommy O.
There's Tommy O.
It's his musk. And look how excited he is.
Sons of bitches.
Hey, look at him. Look at him.
What up?
I mean, you thought he might come in with a bit of a hangover from the loss.
Nah,
but
he doesn't care. He's going to keep rolling the boat.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
I think every team needs a loss, to be honest.
What?
Sure.
Yeah, not
this team doesn't need a loss.
No,
you don't.
Hey, no, you do.
You don't.
We played like hell. We had to lose.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Sure you do.
It could have been 10-0.
No, LSU needs a loss, too. Everyone needs a loss.
Ooh, I like it.
What about undefeated teams that win national championships? No. They don't need a loss.
We don't need any losses this weekend. Get that out of your head.
Everyone, just one loss is fine.
It's okay.
We're fine.
It's all right.
It didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
Because we're still going to play for the Big Ten championship.
That's right.
We're fine.
That's right, B.
Okay.
And you know what we're talking? So, on the way in, I didn't finish the whole show yesterday, so I tried to listen on the way in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Wrap up Tommy's takes for the week.
Kanzima said that next week's going to be the biggest game of the
Gopher history. That's what he said.
Do you know what hit me? Like, I was, that 2014 team, we were, if we would have won, we would have gone to the Big Ten chip too. But it doesn't feel like that because we only had 8 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
The Big Ten chip.
How bad was the West that year?
Terrible.
No, I'm not being mean.
No, seriously. Because
like,
how bad were they? We lost at Illinois.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Looks like it's over.
Who else did we lose to?
Hockey knows.
You lost to, I believe...
Well, TCU, they were 5th in the country.
No,
at TCU.
No, that's incorrect.
Yeah, you're right.
You didn't. I believe you lost to Matamidi.
Oh, yeah.
You lost to Walnut Grove.
Yeah.
Walnut Grove.
Yeah, you did. You did. You lost to Bemidji State.
Man, that was a bad loss.
And in a weird turn of events, you lost to the Minnesota Wild.
Who?
Hey, the Wild finally beat somebody.
What's the team mascot for Bemidji State?
Rosie?
Of the beaver.
Could you class it up, Tommy?
Oh, okay.
Our freaking Australian friends are back. Remember these idiots?
Hey, the Aussies.
Yes.
Hi, good day, mates.
Hey, mate.
What's up, mateys?
How great is it to be these two over here? They were here like a year and a half ago to go, yeah, we're traveling the country, just because who cares?
They're still here.
Yeah.
They haven't even gone home yet. Do you know what they have, Hockey?
God, they're living a life, man.
They have a Hussy van.
They got a Hussy van!
Yeah.
Would you guys like to trade for a Hussy Suburban?
Here, go get over on that mic for just one second.
Come on over. Let's talk about
one of these
your
two microphones.
Van.
What's going on?
So I'll grab that other mic so you can talk here too. Obviously,
what's going on?
They're back.
What's
it was like
going
on? 3 months ago. You guys were here,
what's
something like that.
Yeah, it's just been 3 months. Just a touch over under 3 months.
So where have you been in the U.S. in the last 3 months?
Everywhere west of the Mississippi, pretty much.
Jeez.
Everywhere you go to Vegas.
Vegas,
sure.
They saw 21 pilots in Vegas. They just
did
told
you
me
really?
Off.
Dang.
$20 tickets.
$20.
Where'd you stay?
Tropicana.
Oh, man, you should have called me. I got a guy out there. We could have gotten you all set up.
Real.
All right, so where else did you go?
I don't know. Did the Black Hills.
I can he
wants,
did you love the Black Hills?
He wants to move there.
Wasn't it beautiful?
It was.
It's beautiful.
It's bloody beautiful.
It's bloody beautiful, isn't it?
We're not pommies, mate. Come on.
Yeah, you're not pommies.
I'm not a pommie.
I don't know what that
you
means.
Saying,
I think it's somebody who likes to whack off.
No.
A pommie. Am I right? That's what you use your palm for.
You keep saying g'day when you quote pommies. They don't say that's us.
What is a pommie?
That's Andy's a pommie.
Who's Andy?
From Andy Byford.
I'm a good friend, Andy.
That's what we call.
You call him a pommie?
Pommie.
Hey, so Stephen Colbert this week.
He's a poll mate.
All week long, he's showing highlights from when he went to New Zealand. I know New Zealand's different than Australia. Just stay with me for a second, though. I think we've all heard the word wanker before. It's not really used in the U.S., but obviously I think we can all figure out what that means. But he had Lucy Lawless and Brett McKenzie from Flight of the Conchords kind of giving him a tour of New Zealand. And they introduced me to a term called tosser, which is apparently exactly like wanker.
Yeah.
Tosser needs to be absorbed by the Power Trip Morning Show, calling people tossers.
I'm a tosser.
What a tosser.
Yeah. Hey, is the tosser somebody who masturbates?
You two are chronic tossers.
Sure,
okay, good. Okay, good.
Clear the cobwebs.
Oh, yeah.
I tossed last night,
Weenie.
Yeah, Hockey, did you toss it last night?
Oh, I said, aye, good eye, little Weenie.
Tossers over there.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're like the Avengers of the tossers. Hockey's the Incredible Hulk.
It does sound better if I were sitting in a meeting and I'd be like, excuse me, little B, I gotta go toss her. Right? Is that how it works?
You didn't use it correctly.
I'm I'm new to it.
She'd take that
not toss, comma, H-E-R. You're not gonna go toss her. It's you're a tosser.
Oh.
Brilliant.
Oh. Well, okay, that's
can different. I ask a very bad question?
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
So, I know Australia is huge, right? Yeah. My cousin lives in Australia now. There could be a slight chance. Are you guys from Sydney?
Nearby. Pretty close.
Oh, really?
3 hours, yeah. Away from there.
You ever hear of a Michael Eggert?
There's like 4 million people.
He might have just crossed paths.
By the way, just think about this for perspective. Almost everyone that lives in the Twin Cities knows somebody that works for 3M or Best Buy or Target, right?
Yeah.
And anytime it's like, oh yeah, I work at Target Corporate. Oh, do you know so and so? There's like thousands of employees, but you have to do do you know this person just in case? Tommy just did that with the country and continent of Australia.
More than 24 million chance.
You never know.
Yeah. What if they said yes?
What if they're like, yeah, he lives down the street. He's a great dude.
A housemate.
He's a bit of a tosser.
He's a tosser.
Great guy. Chronic tosser.
Yeah, if he's related to Tom, he's a tosser.
All right, so Black Hills you loved.
Yeah, so that was the first stop, Black Hills. And then Rocky Mountains.
Oh,
Rocky Mountains.
Playing that the whole time. Then Yellowstone, which was probably top three for me.
Oh, right.
I don't know if you've been there, but
I have not.
You gotta, like the geysers, where the, you know, what they are, they're,
it's like
they're hard to describe.
Like, what? It's just like this, it looks like a dead sort of like scene, but then it's just like these cool sort of like water bubbling.
Yeah, bubbling ponds and the, like the, I know, it's hard to describe that place. You just got to be there.
Did you go to Glacier in Montana?
Nah, we were spewing. We couldn't get there. The weekend we were going to go, they got like 2 feet of snow.
Oh.
And it was like
September.
Yeah. The summer just ended.
Lucky.
It was a weekend to fall.
So we were spewing because that's apparently where you see grizzlies and all that. So
I didn't see grizzlies because I wore bear bells.
Yeah, that's how angry we were.
You were spewing.
Yeah, they were spewing.
Like that. What? Spewing, yeah.
Isn't it?
By the way, just for the record, spewing is different than being a tosser.
Spewing.
Oh, well.
You got to say for yourself. Tosser with an A.
Oh, with
tosser.
An A.
A. Everything's A. In tosser.
So did you guys
everything's A.
Did you see Old Faithful? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Like, you're standing there, like you said, it's kind of a desert, and nothing's going on, and then all of a sudden... and the water shoots everywhere.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. That's actual audio.
Wait, you have the actual audio from a national park?
Yeah,
that's
you just
play that's it right there. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, they recorded it on their iPhone.
Yeah, that's nice. Well done.
I wish people could see Hawk because he's literally.
I do have to make the face.
He makes the face when.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I can't help it.
All right, so keep going. There's if you've been gone for 3 months, there's got to be a lot more.
Crater Lake.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Cascades.
The Cascades.
Did like a 12-mile hike that we thought was about 2 miles. Jeez, almost died.
That's a lot.
Then we
almost died.
Yeah, well, took like all day.
You wouldn't let me choose the next hike.
And then we did the Oregon coast, which was unreal again before all the fires.
I've heard that's awesome.
I've heard that's sweet. Yeah,
it sort of resembles where I'm from, so it was pretty cool to see. But it was wild when we were there. Like it was just gusting, so it wasn't the best time. But then where'd we go? Down to California. So we did Yosemite. And that
my goodness, gas is so expensive in California.
Yeah.
And they're all jerks. All like, because we're rocking a van, so we're going pretty slow. And they're just like right up your clacker.
Yeah.
Clacker.
Yeah, right up
clacker. Right up your clacker.
There's one for you, huh?
So wait a minute. So, and you guys are engaged, correct? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Oh, good day.
How many times have you had that kind of a fight in the last 3-4 months where you just get, I mean, you guys are stuck in a van together traveling the world. Do you just ever just like, I just want to hang out with somebody besides you for a day or two?
Like, because it's been almost 3 months. I reckon we got up until the last 2 weeks. We were starting to get at each other's throats. Like, it was just like the stupidest stuff. Yeah.
Now you've turned the corner and you're back on the right page.
Yeah. And you literally can't get away because it's like, she goes lazy in the bed, and I go sit in the front seat. So we're like 2 meters from each other.
That's how it's going to be for us.
Yeah.
And the hussy van sauce when we get mad at each other.
You got to play the tune. They have one.
A Chevy van.
They got a van.
It's not a Chevy. No, nah, it's a Ford E150.
Oh,
what was the best food you had the entire time?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we went to a small town in Texas just south of Austin, and they were like the like self-proclaimed world capital of barbecue.
Wow.
So that was pretty unreal.
So when you go back to Australia and you file the official report with all your friends, what do you say is in general about the U.S.? What's your whole take?
It's crazy how, like, so many different things. Like, we've gone from huge mountains to New Orleans to the Oregon coast. You know.
Oh, you guys did Bourbon Street too?
Yeah, we went
there. I love that hellhole. It's just a dump though, right? But it's so much fun.
We definitely got a hotel that night.
Yeah,
we didn't sleep in the van.
No, probably safe. Probably smart.
And everyone's really friendly. Like, you know, the States have a bit of a bad rap for being pretty, you know, not
arrogant
safe.
And stupid.
No, just like not being safe, and you know, everyone's carrying a gun and whatnot, but we never felt unsafe.
Oh, good. That's good to hear.
Like, we slept in Walmart parking lots and Anytime Fitnesses last night. That's where we slept.
No kidding.
And we never felt unsafe.
But when you were back here, you could have talked to us. We could have hooked you up.
Yeah.
You could have crashed at my place. Sauce is a palatial condo.
Yeah, you could have stayed there. Yeah, you could have stayed there.
You could have stayed in Tommy O's bed with Schmoly and Sess.
Yeah, I'd give you my bed. I'll sleep there.
You got two beds now, though, don't you?
So. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Could have slept on the couch. Or... Yeah, sure.
I have two bathrooms.
Plenty of room in the bed.
Yeah.
And then top three would have been the Dallas. We went to the Cowboy Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Hawk was just there.
Yeah,
we were the Vikings game.
Oh, you
went to the game?
Oh, Chris was there as well.
We're in Utah, and we hightailed. It took about 17 hours to get there.
Jeez. Whoa.
Over a couple of days, it wasn't flat out. But we had tickets lined up, and then that fell through like 2 hours before the game.
And we,
he's a bit sketchy. But
was it hockey?
It could have been. Yeah. Sort of looked like him on the Facebook profile. But he's nothing.
He's buying a van.
Hold on. Try to look up what tosser means.
They all mean the same thing, pretty much, Branko Tosser. But, like, I don't know, 20 minutes before the game, this scalper came up and he had pretty good tickets. And, you know, you're always pretty wary about scalpers. But he was genuine. And we got, right on the 50-yard line, pretty high, but, yeah.
Pretty awesome. Sweet.
That's cool. Stadium.
Shush.
Nice.
It's like, I like this one better, but that one's, it feels the same, but just, it's way bigger. Mm. Like, and just to see that
TV is out of control.
Yeah, that TV
is something, isn't it?
Your 70-yard screen.
You find yourself watching the TV instead of the game.
That's what everybody says, Hawk. You said the same thing, right? Unreal. It's hard not. You have to remind yourself to watch the actual game.
Yeah, you got to make a conscious effort to make, like, you know.
Mm.
And it is
cool.
It's really something. Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you tossers here.
Yeah, keep your hand out of your clanker or something like that.
How long are you guys here for now?
Don't know. Got to go back up to the Canada, Winnipeg. Her Bridget's parents are flying over with my mum, strangely enough. So we got
to
go.
Are they coming to like rescue her?
Someone else to talk to, so that'd be good. We won't have to talk to each other. But
I have a question for you after you've seen the entire United States and Canada and other parts of the world. Not your favorite necessarily, but if you could choose to live anywhere in the United States, where would you choose?
Austin, Texas.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Why?
She didn't even hesitate. I mean, she jumped on that. Why is that?
I loved it. It was just like, there was lots of like good, like sort of open space sort of close to the city. And then like the streets and stuff, there was just so much to do.
No
like,
kidding.
Was, like, it was easy to walk around and pretty easy to get around.
Bridget's a planner, like a city planner. So any town that's well done instantly gets the tick of approval.
No kidding.
I'd live here though. I just go to Vikings and Gophers and Wild and just have
love
no money,
that.
But go to every game and just, yeah.
Well,
we were listening to the Gophers. We were all over it.
Yeah, let's go.
We were driving across.
When they, like, won that game.
Yeah. I think we were driving across New Mexico.
Yeah.
Love that. State yes, game. Let's go. And then.
I couldn't breathe against that Penn State.
God, I'd love you to. Do you guys celebrate? You guys don't celebrate Thanksgiving then?
Nah.
Oh, so next week has no significance to you. But you'll be here.
Nah, we're going back up tomorrow.
Michael's coming tomorrow. Home. So Michael, the Aussie,
the guys you know from Australia.
They know him.
Right? Well, I was going to introduce you guys. You guys are going to make friends, but
shattered. But yeah, we're coming back down. We're going to come down for a Vikes game. Got to see that.
Home you guys ever going home?
Nah.
Which Vikings game are you coming back for?
Don't know. I'm thinking Detroit, but that might be an easy win. So,
yeah, but it's always better to see a win.
It's great anyway.
We haven't seen a loss. We're 3-0, so we're going all right.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
Well, then go to the Seattle game.
Yeah, in Seattle.
Yeah, no, thank
get
you.
There.
I don't know. She's going to live in Austin. You're going to live here. After being in a van together for all these years, right. That might be about the right distance. Right? Yeah.
That's the right amount of space.
Yeah.
This is like walking on fire, right? This is like throwing yourselves right into the relationship meat grinder just to see if it survives. Yeah. If it doesn't survive this, it's not going to survive. Right. But you guys are making it, which means mm-hmm. you'll probably make it.
We've been going 8 years or so you'd hope we could survive it. Right. Otherwise, yeah.
Hell of a test.
It'd suck if it didn't survive because you got all these photos together of this unreal print.
Right. Hey, tell me,
you got to crop them out.
Tell me your least favorite thing. Not necessarily that you hold anything against it, but tell me a place that you were like, this place really sucks.
I know Dallas, Fort Worth. There wasn't much going on apart from the stadium.
Yeah,
just so many roads everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no public transport to that stadium.
Mm.
Really,
city planner?
Huh? Yeah, city planner. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That wasn't. There wasn't much to do there.
Just a lot of roads.
Yeah. So is Australia like England and Europe? I guess in the fact that public transport is everything.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
The major cities.
Yeah, the major cities. Right. I do wish it was more like that here. Yeah.
It is funny that there's just not like. Twin cities aren't too bad with the trams and whatnot, but there are some cities.
Like, I couldn't believe Dallas, like, such a big population not having, like...
Yeah.
Arlington.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
My number one rant about cities.
You know what? I'm really good at Sims, which is pretty similar to what you do.
Do you remember the cheat code? Was it Rosebud605 and you get, like, unlimited amount of money?
I love Sims.
Really?
Yeah, that's great. I never played Sims. I love SimCity.
Do you remember just making
I've
never used a cheat code for anything on any video game ever in my life. I've never, I'm old. I've never done that.
For the Konami
flirting, and then they just go in a ball and
they would just get it on.
I would get so
great.
Horny watching.
And how many of us
horny watching the Sims?
Why not?
What? You would have been like 10 years old.
Of course.
Every person who's ever played that game let their person starve to death at least once, right?
Yeah,
right?
You had to.
Dude, how
freaking great is the Chuck Klosterman chapter on that?
That's right, yes.
He like left his game alone and he came back and his guy was basically shivering and had soiled himself. And that whole chapter on The Sims is freaking brilliant.
Is that Eating the Dinosaur? Which one is that?
I never remember which book is which. I love them all so much, so I forget. But
do you remember when Hockey said yesterday he got to know himself, the Dukes of Hazzard?
I do, yeah. I think he was a tosser yesterday.
Yeah, boy, I went home and watched the Jessica Simpson video.
How could you not?
My goodness.
All right.
Well, welcome back, guys.
So our Australian friends are back, and it sounds like they might even come back again. Who knows?
They might live here.
Yeah, they have no interest in going home. Shouldn't we kick these people out of our country?
Our visa's almost out, so we might be...
What do you get, a six-month
visa? Get a MasterCard.
What do you get?
Yeah, 6 months, but you can just leave and come back.
Mm.
But you can't just go to Canada, so we got to work something sketchy out.
So how long do you have to leave before you can come back?
Don't know. We're just not
Look at these two figuring out loopholes.
If you got a loophole for us, we'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll smuggle you over.
Hey, before we get into sports when we get back, I have 2 minutes for Sauce when we come back. That's going to get you... Well, all of us will get excited, but Sauce specifically is going to get super pumped.
Aw.
This is for Sauce. 2 minutes before sports. Right after this on the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. It is 6:04, and it's the best day of the week.
Tommy's here.
It's Tommy's Thursday.
Thank you.
We're going to be here.
Who? Ben Lieber. Ben Lieber.
You went to the Wolves game. Did you see his Insta?
I did not.
Got me lose a bet.
We'll do Tommy's takes about 7:15. Our Mike Zimmer press conference about 8:20. No Rosie today.
Nice of him to
It's a heartbreaker.
What happened to Rozo?
I think his flight leaves today at 4.
Had to get ready.
So he's, yeah, I believe he's packing.
All right, I think this will still work on radio. It's a little bit of a visual thing, but I still think you can hear the crazy. Have you guys seen the trailer for the Netflix special on Henry Lee Lucas?
Oh.
Have you seen it?
No, but I know who he is.
Well, of course.
Who is he?
He
sang the song.
He's a serial killer that teamed up with a guy named Otis O'Toole, and they basically went up and down 35W and just maimed people.
Or did he?
Right here in Minnesota. Look at Henry. He's pleasant, he's non-threatening, and actually a killing machine. A killing machine.
Known serial murderers approaches the record of Henry Lee Lucas.
Henry Lee Lucas has killed 100 women, at least 360 people.
Lucas was a drifter who murdered at random
during an 8-year spree.
Either they found the world's worst serial killer, or it was the biggest hoax in American criminal justice history.
I would give him a pencil. He would sit there and draw pictures and describe what they were wearing, how they were killed.
Shootings, strangulations, knifings. I've killed them in every way there is.
Lucas was confessing to any unsolved murder put before him.
I started getting calls from law enforcement all over.
People say, why are you doing it?
It was making him feel as though he was contributing.
They didn't treat him as a killer, but as a friend.
Uh-oh, you got the handcuff?
Henry never lived so good. Every day he brought him a strawberry milkshake. It was like he was a movie star.
From that point, it went to hell in a handbasket quick.
What I'd been believing for all these years was Henry did it.
There is not one shred of evidence to show that Lucas killed my mother.
The police work was less than competent.
There's a lot of emotions with that.
197 cases were closed that should still be open.
We were up against very powerful people.
I don't know if someone has something to hide.
There's nobody else going to solve them except me.
He was playing them like a violin.
And lied, lied, lied.
If Lucas didn't kill all those people, who did?
December 6th on Netflix. Again, according to that 2-minute trailer, he was just being like, yep, nope, I did that one. Yep, no, I did that one too. And they're like, oh, okay, well, case closed.
Yeah.
So I'm super intrigued because it sounds like he killed some people, but he may have taken credit for dozens or maybe a couple hundred more than he really did. Can't wait to see where it all leads. But is there anything better than a Netflix true crime documentary?
Nope.
Those are the best.
No, and in this documentary, as it mentions, they would literally just drive him, fly him anywhere. Because I read it in that book Jill gave Superstar and I. He would get like first class flights, limos, and they would take him to all of these burial areas where he claimed that he killed these people, and they treated him like a king. You see in this bit, in this video, no handcuffs. He just kind of roamed free and he'd point out where it was. And he knew that. Man, I never knew that side of it though. I never thought that he maybe didn't do any of it.
Why can't, I mean, he's already killed a bunch of people. Why can't he just be nice and be honest with us?
Right.
You know, can't you just tell the truth once, dude?
I killed about 2 or 3 of them. Not the other 100.
Whatever. He's having his little strawberry milkshake. Nope, did that one too.
Yep.
Did that one too.
35W, so this is in Minnesota? Or no?
I think it was further south.
Yeah,
right?
Like the Texas. He's from Texas.
I think it was in Austin, Texas.
No.
I think he still lives there.
Yeah.
He roams really the very well put together streets and city centers.
He's really
looking for his next
planning.
Victim. He's a drifter. He likes people from out of town that maybe look like they're lost, that maybe are living in vans and Walmart parking lots. Those are his targets.
Yeah.
I mean, he's dead now, but those were his targets. I think he's dead, right? He's got to be dead. They must have killed him, right? He must have. If we have the death penalty in any of those states, somebody must have killed him.
Yeah, he died March 12, 2001.
What a song.
Capital Punishment, or what was it?
Heart failure.
Oh, close enough.
Yeah, God gave him the death penalty.
Yeah.
All right. Sports. You guys ready?
Yep.
The Minnesota Wild host Colorado tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on The Fan. The Wild are 8-11-2. Colorado is 13-6-2. And Front Page Sports is brought to you by our friends at Ryan Pasiga.
Thank you, Ryan Pasiga.
Law. Thanks, Ryan Pasiga. The Los Angeles Kings of Anaheim and the Detroit Red Wings are the only two teams in the NHL with worse records than the Minnesota Wild.
Ugh.
Whoops. Not good. Not good at all. These two tossers over here are going to go to the game.
Get a pretzel.
Oh, yeah, get those pretzels for sure. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, the Colts at the Texans, both teams 6-4.
Man, that's a game for that division. Problem is hockey's favorite guy, Marlon Mack, out with a broken hand. And that defense, that offense of the Indianapolis doesn't work well without him. He's basically the guy they need, and he's out with a busted hand.
Texans are 3.5-point favorites, -185 on the money line. The over-under is 46.
Paul, did you see your guy scored a touchdown? Quentin Nelson?
I thought they reviewed it, and he didn't.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think he got in.
I saw a highlight.
Yeah, they put him in at fullback, and then they did a keg stand.
That was sick.
Yeah, dude, he's a huge human being.
Right. Imagine him partying. That guy can probably put it.
Imagine him coming down on a pole.
No.
On a what?
Hey. Man. Does he get
a
job?
A pole block?
Yeah, like guard pulling. I know exactly. I know exactly what you mean.
I thought you said. Okay, now
we
get
thought
it.
You said P-O-L-E.
I'm like, wow, that sounds
on a block coming down.
I got some dollars.
Like, you can. Jeez. Can you just Press daydream up. When the show's over?
if that's your thing.
The Utah Jazz won 103-95 over the Minnesota Timberwolves, so they get a little revenge from the other night when the Wolves beat them there. They now beat us here. Wiggins was back. He had 22 points.
Man, I don't know. I don't know what to say about the Wolves. They're just going to be 500. Let's just basically just be another season of what are we going to do? And they won't do anything and they'll be boring again.
Well, with that attitude.
Well, hockey, I don't know. What's your take on the Wolves?
When's the season start, though? I mean, is preseason started yet?
Yeah.
When's the draft?
They're 17 games in.
15.
Or to the preseason?
No, to the regular season.
Oh, well, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, I can tell.
And I think Ryan Saunders got this thing pointed in the right direction.
Memphis freshman James Wiseman has been suspended 12 games by the NCAA. He'll be eligible to return on January 12th. There were a lot of people thinking he was just going to be done, that he had played, one game when that news came out, and that was going to be the only game he played in college basketball. Well, now he looks like he's played, has he played two or three total before the suspension truly kicked in?
I think two.
Maybe it was two. Either way, he's going to be back on January 12th. Wiseman's mother accepted $11,500 from Penny Hardaway a couple years ago. I think when she was moving or something. And Memphis said Wiseman had no knowledge of the payment.
No.
And if you're asking, well, why do I care about James Wiseman, some random dude from Memphis? He's going to be the number one pick in the draft. So we're talking about the number one pick in next year's draft,
gotcha,
not being able to play college basketball, but now he's going to be. The NCAA, though, also said Wiseman has to donate $11,500 to the charity of his choice.
Ooh.
Which doesn't seem fair.
No.
He makes $0 a year playing college basketball. If I'm James Wiseman, I donate that $11,500 to George Costanza's Human Fund.
Yeah.
You know what
or
I
the
see?
Corey Cove Foundation. And just give me it in cash. That's fine. I don't know.
What do you
check.
Always say, Hawk?
You know what I say to what's the number again?
11,500.
That don't impress
me much. Yeah.
Oh.
That's my new bit.
Okay. That's a good bit.
That's great.
I love that idea. The other thing too is
that's like Radio 101. I love that. That's my new bit. You just announce it. Yeah, it's my new bit now. That's
I'm going to consider
that's what
things.
I'm doing.
And if it doesn't impress me, I'm going to go, that don't impress
me much. Can I ask the obvious question?
Sure.
How is he supposed to have $11,500 when the NCAA doesn't let you have a job?
Especially if his mom truly used that money to move.
Whoa.
Right? If the money she was given was used to move, then that money is gone.
Hawkey answered it.
Yeah.
How does he get that money, Hawk?
Sex!
$11,000.
You know, when somebody really, really needs $11,000,
mm-hmm.
2 years later, they probably don't still have it. They need
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially if they got it from grandmama.
No, right. you're thinking of a different guy. You're thinking of Larry Johnson.
Yeah, Penny Hardaway.
It's not grandmama. It's not grandmama. And Penny Hardaway, a lot of people, when this story and all this came out, and this this young man, James Wiseman, Penny Hardaway got that coaching job at Memphis because of his connection to this kid.
Right, he's
because,
the coach?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, Penny's
that's
the coach
why.
Now.
Yeah.
And he's got the number one class coming in. Like, he's turning around.
Well, this kid is... I've never seen him play.
Magic? But
I saw the one game that he played. Sweet. The highlights. Oh, is dude. He? Just blocking shots left and right. He's about 9 feet tall.
Is he a 4 or 5? Or?
The big
in college,
O is a
he's
coach
probably
now?
Both.
More impressive than Zion. Or no. Zion took over games.
You're the only one listening over there, just so you know.
No, I...
Those
no,
two
thank you,
sorry,
yeah, thank
Brad,
you so much.
Did I not listen to someone?
That's okay, don't worry about it. You guys are having a hard time discussion about basketball.
He's going, the big O's back?
Oh, really? Well, the bottom line is I've run out of nicknames for basketball players that I can actually come up with. So right. I went with Grandmama.
Yep.
I didn't want to use Little Penny because that's who it really is.
Right.
And then I went with Magic. Mm-hmm. Nobody cared. And then I said the Big O, thinking I might get a giggle out of Tommy.
Right.
And you know what?
As in orgasms, yes.
Yeah, and then you turned around
and
looked
Oscar
at me.
Oscar Robertson.
You turned around and looked at me, and you know what you did?
What?
That don't impress me.
Brilliant.
That's his new bit.
That's my new bit.
I love it.
My new bit.
I love it. I gotta workshop some bits.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. So far, not so good.
I love that bit, Hugs.
This is just for Kirk Cousins and Kentrell Brothers if they're listening, but this is like when Stanley came back after the summer in The Office, and his new bit was just ending everything with, and then stick it up your butt!
What's that, you know his new bit?
About? Yeah, and then he basically was like... He's like, it's dumb, but this is who I am now.
Yeah, I do remember
that. Yeah, and that, like, that's just his new bit. This is essentially what Chris is doing.
Yeah.
This is my new bit. I'm just going to play my button all the time. Yeah, you're workshopping it on the air. Anyway, by the way, because if you don't care at all about James Wiseman's story, you can probably still care about gambling, right? Gambling kicks uh-huh. ass. Caesars moved Memphis from 40-1 to win the national title back up to 20-1 to win after he was reinstated. They're ranked like 16th in the country, but with him, obviously, they have a shot. He's no one's as impressive as Zion. He's such a freak.
Yeah.
But if you watch this kid play for a minute and a half, you're going to go, whoa.
Really?
Yeah, like, he's an NBA player playing college
he's
basketball.
He's that good he can make a run just by himself.
Probably. He's really good.
I should put some money down this weekend.
Yeah, gamble, dude. Gamble on something.
We'll have an opportunity tomorrow.
How crazy is that?
It's pretty sweet.
And... You have $100 on the Northwestern game because
yeah,
you always
been coming around too.
On the Gophers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Holy smokes.
What?
I'm watching this, you know, AAU Peach Jam video.
Just dunk central.
He's dominant.
Of course.
I mean, I know it's high school kids, but wow.
Kid's a freak. Yeah, he'll be
good
the number
him.
One pick. More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
So,
good choice.
Yeah. And what does this sound like? The end of an episode of The Watchmen. And I watched episode 5 last night.
And
I love that character.
Yeah,
so
Looking
much.
Glass is and, so badass.
And I would, again, maybe it was because you set me up to know that this was about him.
Yeah.
But I knew immediately at the very beginning that was him. Here's the thing, though, about the show. My wife isn't as big a fan as I am because she needs to know what's going on, and you have no idea what's going on.
No,
you know what I mean?
You're playing the long
exactly.
game. You're like,
that's
where
the thing.
Is this going?
And so at the end of every episode, she's like, I still don't know what's going on.
No, that's not how TV works.
No.
Oh, boy. Has she ever read a book and then after one chapter go, I don't get this. What else is going to happen?
I
read the rest of the book.
Can I just stop you for a second because this is insensitive of you? My wife cannot read. No, but for real, no. It is tough, though, because I don't know why that, and I think probably a lot of people are like this. Probably that's why it's not as, it's doing very well, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's not widely popular, I don't think, because you have no idea what's going on. The stuff falling out of the sky, What in what?
Yeah, the squids.
And then last night,
right in episode 5, you're like, "What is what the, happening?
What just happened? Right. And why did that kill everybody?"
But it's awesome.
But it is awesome. And you have to just be okay with not knowing why it's happening yet.
Yeah, and
right.
My guess is almost all of it at some point will be explained.
It has to be.
And the stuff that isn't, you can piece together your own ideas of what may have happened.
My question
is... It's a smart-ass show.
Right. My
so
question
smart.
Is... If I,
so good.
If I watch the old movie...
Don't.
But
do
I
not.
Know what's going on.
No.
Okay, cool. So it has nothing to do with the movie.
I just don't think it'll help you,
yeah,
because I watched it, whatever, 8, 9, 10 years ago, and it's not helping me at all.
Can I just say, there's no squids involved?
I don't remember in squids in the movie.
Okay, all right, that's one. And number two...
I only saw it once, so if there was...
Did
I
they
could,
send
I,
somebody away to an alternate planet in
yeah,
the movie?
Dr. Manhattan.
So that did happen.
Dr. Manhattan was like one of the main characters in the movie.
Right, but did he get sent away?
No, this is supposed to be... Again, this is like 30 years after Garbage.
Okay, cool. So we don't know why he's up there.
No, he's just
okay,
pissed
all right.
off.
All right.
I think the one gal basically said that he just got tired of dealing with saving the world all the time, so he just left.
See, and but it seems to me like he's a prisoner. That's the question. But again, I don't
oh,
mind
no, no,
that.
You're talking about two different people. Okay, Doc, see, here's...
That dude on the planet is not Dr. Manhattan?
No. So here's why, that's why you're confused, and that's why I was confused by your wording. Dr. Manhattan is not Jeremy Irons.
Oh!
You know when Jean Smart was on the phone for that whole episode?
I thought she was talking to him.
No, she doesn't like him. She's talking to Dr. Manhattan. She's leaving voicemails on Mars for Dr. Manhattan.
Right. That guy's not on Mars.
I don't know where that guy is.
Because remember when he went off the catapult?
Yes.
It looked like he was on Mars.
He's on a different planet.
Yeah.
I don't know where that guy is.
Okay. All right.
Dr. Manhattan is like blue from top to bottom, and he's like, he's radioactive.
Okay, but dude's making blue people.
What is happening?
I'm so lost.
Dude, yeah.
Remember the naked guy with the huge schlong?
No.
Right, he was making like a Dr. Manhattan kind of a thing there.
Okay, you see why I'm confused then, okay?
When he did that play, you're talking about the play, right? When he
yeah.
had his clone come out?
Right, right.
Yeah, the guy that was naked.
With a huge schlong.
Yeah.
Tommy,
I read you.
There's a penis.
It's big and blue. It's like John Kreisel.
Which, by the way, they also did show that in the actual film, too. Very crazy.
There's a lot of penis in Watchmen.
Oh, no.
Now it makes sense.
Now the package gets unwrapped. Now we see why you're into it.
HBO Go.
Let me guess. The first two episodes are born, and then penis shows up in season or episode 3?
I think penis was episode 2. I think the Dr. Manhattan bit was early. Anyway.
Who the hell's Dr. Manhattan?
Rod.
Sorry.
I loved The Boys on Amazon Prime, but
I catch those tickets.
Look at him. Tommy just kicked both feet like he was trying to win the Kentucky Derby.
I love those boys.
No, but the boys on Amazon Prime is outstanding, and you guys should all watch it.
Agreed.
I like this better, though, because I do think it's slightly smarter and more artistic, but The Boys is so much fun.
Yeah.
This is fun and super mysterious.
Yeah. Anyway.
Man, is it good.
I found
Watchmen.
Out yesterday that I'm still paying for HBO, so I'll give it a whirl.
Dude, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
It's so freaking great.
How far did you get on Thrones?
Oh, not far.
About a season, right?
I'm telling you,
about a
grind
season,
through
season
it.
Season and a half.
It's a little slow, but I'm like midway right now.
Yeah.
Incredible. There's so much sex.
Man, that was dirty. Right?
Yeah, and it wasn't even... That's the number one reason you like it? Because there's other shows that have a lot of nudity.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, there's also porn.
But like, it's something about it. It's just like... When then they're killing each other and...
Yeah. So so you like sex and violence.
Yeah, and then there's like...
You should look up Henry Lee Lucas.
You should also like maybe Sex and Candy as well.
Yeah, great point.
Oh, you hate that song.
Yeah, I do, but it's a good point.
Oh.
Hanging around.
Yeah, this song's terrible.
Down with Tommy O and Schmoly is there too.
There's so many brothels too.
Watching
and then like
Game
yeah, Little
of Thrones
Fingers,
and tossing off.
Yeah, and then... And then
this show is so
sisters.
Dumb. Off.
Like the Lannisters are nuts. Like,
yeah,
yeah, you
I
see them a lot.
It. Yeah, it's great.
Genius.
I smell sex and nipples. Yeah.
Isn't this band from here?
Yeah, Marcy Playground. It's right downtown. That's the name of the band, is Marcy Playground.
Really?
Yeah.
Like right on at the U, Marcy?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. The Marcy Playground. That's what they named the band after. It's true.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a dream. Dig it.
Cool.
In fact, I think they still live here. I always get a, whenever I play this song, I get a text or a tweet from somebody saying, yeah, a dude lives right down the street from me. He's the blue guy with a huge penis.
Yeah, he's Dr. Manhattan.
Hey,
yeah.
Hawk.
How did that trigger a memory to you?
No, because I've been listening to your music.
Thank you.
Yeah. Shotgun DJ?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's underrated or not. It's a hell of a song.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Not trying to suck up or anything.
I appreciate that. You know what? That's one of the hard things about making music, as if I'm a real entertainer. But you get my point. Just stay with me for a second. The hard thing is I made this. I was thinking about what I was doing at this time last year because I felt more like I had more direction last year in my life, like I knew what I was doing. And I realized this because I was in the middle of creating a record, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And that's really, you focus on that, and you got a reason to get up every morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's creative. So you get into a cycle, and it's like any muscle. Once you start writing songs, that's what you think about all the time. You're in a writing space. I'm sure it's the same thing if you are a real writer. But I did this record, Set Free, and I'm really proud of this record. But it's essentially dead now. You know what I mean? Like, a record has a lifespan, unless you love it and you come back to it and it's one of the great records of all time and it's your favorite, right?
Yeah.
But for the most part, these songs I put my whole life into for a large section of my little life last year, mm-hmm. they're done. And I almost wish like I could re-release it every 2 years because there are people who didn't hear songs that were really important to me that I think if they heard them, they'd really like them, you know? And I wonder what it's like if you've done 12 records, let's say. And you go back and you listen to your third record, and not only does hardly anybody remember it anymore, but you can't really play that record on tour anymore because you got to play your hits and you got to play your new record as well. But maybe your favorite song you've ever written is the fourth song on your third record, and you're like, nobody cared about that song. That's a great song. How do you not love that song? It's got to be a weird thing,
man.
That's
a great point.
You know?
Never thought of that, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird thing because you do. I mean, it's like
soak it up, Tom.
It's like especially I think if you as a songwriter, like you really put a lot of care into a song, mm-hmm. and then you release it, and you think as much as it shattered your world, it's going to do that for everybody. Of course, it's not going to do that for everybody, right? But you want it to have a chance to do that for everybody, and when it's gone, you're like, that kind of. Did you not get that?
Yeah.
You know, did you not hear what I just said?
Yeah.
It's a weird thing, man.
It is a weird
thing. Yeah, but it's also a very egotistical thing. You think everybody's going to love something
but
you did.
You mean, look, that didn't move you like it moved me?
Yeah, exactly.
No one caught on to that?
Right.
Didn't you just take your blue penis to Mars?
Yeah.
Because you're tired of not entertaining everyone.
Yeah, will they let me carry it on?
It's
in my desk out there.
Life on Mars hockey, great point. No?
What is that song?
It's David Bowie.
Oh, I guess I don't know that song.
Oh, dude. I think it's Bowie's best song.
I got Life on Earth, Life on a Rock.
Isn't it Life on Mars?
I'm sure that it is.
Bowie's best song is the entire soundtrack to The Labyrinth.
Bowie's best song is none.
Whoa, Jesus, baby. What?
No, I can change that, dog. I can change your thinking on that. I will play a song now for you called Queen Bitch.
It's not the no way.
That's the name of the title of the song.
Dude, you really don't like David Bowie?
I don't know what is okay. I guess one hit.
This is great.
Jam.
So I got a question for
you. How about space?
Don't answer right away. I want you to think about it. So don't give me your half second answer. Think about it for like 5 seconds. If Labyrinth never existed and they made it in 2019, David Bowie's dead, so he's not eligible.
Gross.
Who would be the Goblin King?
Okay, let me really think this through.
Who in 2019 could do that, but is like Bowie? So like a maybe a solo musician or maybe in a band, but that's a little weird and that could pull that off. Mm-hmm. Like who would get cast if that movie was being made today?
I'll tell you who would get cast and you're not going to like it.
Same.
I bet we're going to say the same person.
Write it down, then. Let's see. What, right. How crazy would that be if it's the same person?
I don't even know who it is. I don't even know what you guys are talking about. I have a person, though.
Labyrinth is an unbelievably good kids movie.
I tell you.
You've never seen Labyrinth, huh?
No.
Oh, dude.
It's brilliant.
So great kids movie.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's good. I don't know. You think he'd like it now?
I mean.
Great kids movie.
It is a great kids movie. And if you ever have kids, even though it was a late 80s film, the kids would like it. It holds up. It's
Isn't
awesome.
That one of your bits, Corey? You say something about slab.
What just happened?
No, he's trying to think of the turtle. Or not the.
That's Neverending Story.
Neverending Story, yeah. What's his name?
Glock. Moral of the Ancient One.
Wait, did you say
Glock Talk?
Glock Talk?
I couldn't remember.
That's a new app where people dance.
Is it really?
No, it's TikTok. Who is also from Return to Oz.
But he's become uncool even in his coolness. Johnny Depp could play that character. By the way, you know the two different color eye thing,
but you'd have to sing
that
though
was
too
real, by the way. Oh, he can sing. He can.
I said Harry Styles.
Harry Styles is,
that's not a bad guess.
He's a bitch.
Dude, do you watch him on SNL again?
No, I didn't. How
that
was
kid
he?
Is so freaking talented.
He's a bitch.
He can do everything. I'm not a huge fan of his music, but clearly he's a good singer.
Yeah.
That Watermelon Sugar song did nothing for me, but still, whatever. Sauce, who'd you write down?
I wrote who everyone thinks I'm going to write down.
Don't say Dave Matthews.
He would do it, and he'd be good at it.
You didn't write down Dave.
Yeah, dude.
Are you nuts?
And that guy
Dave Matthews is the Goblin King?
Yeah, or...
That's
or,
the worst
or,
idea. That's not even anti-Dave.
Bad idea. No.
He's nothing
There's
like
nothing
Bowie.
About him that's
John
cool.
Mayer?
There's no... Did, no. Have you seen Labyrinth?
He's not seen it. There's nothing about those guys that are cool.
The worst two ideas ever for Labyrinth. Goblin King, John Mayer. Yeah.
Well, David.
What?
Or what's his name? What's
Dave
your guy's
Matthews.
Name?
David Bowie.
No.
Dave Matthews.
Yeah, Dave Matthews. Him and Just Go With It.
Yeah.
Have you seen?
Yeah.
That's his best role.
Yeah.
He makes me laugh the entire time.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
He's a good guy.
This is Dave Bowie, by the way. Do you know this song?
Uh-uh.
Tommy? Oh, Tommy. You know those lizards that change their colors to
chameleons?
Match the rock?
Chameleons.
Yeah. That's what he was. He could do every genre, and he did. He did every genre of music.
And he's a freaking great actor,
too. He really was.
In The Prestige, Labyrinth. What's the other movie that he was really, really good in?
He's Brian Oakes' favorite artist of all time.
He's the definition of cool. He was the definition of cool.
When was he big?
70s and 80s, right?
And 90s, thousands. Yeah. He's been his whole life he was big.
But peak Bowie was late 70s, early 80s, right?
I would say that's true. Yeah, I'll give you that. Sure.
Hockey, what about that song? Man, what's that song called that you and I listened to on the day he died?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Holy Black moly. Something?
No,
yeah, that was the
Black
name of the
Star was the name of the album, but it's...
Jeez Louise.
Hold on.
I think.
Dave Matthews for Goblin King may be the worst idea I've ever heard.
Lazarus. Lazarus, it's not good. I hadn't seen in 30 years. I thought you were looking for a musician. My fault. My God.
I can't give everything away. That was the song.
Lazarus is the song.
Oh, and Lazarus too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You play that, dude. So.
He wrote this as he was dying.
He wrote this as he was dying, and this album came out the Friday after he. What he died like,
and nobody knew he was
dying. No one knew he was dying.
He specifically,
dude,
didn't want
this
to tell anybody.
Video is him laying in a hospital bed, and basically there's a person underneath the bed that keeps trying to grab him, and it's the metaphor is that is death, dude. Hockey and I listened to this right after he died. It's chilling,
dude. You gotta watch
chilling.
The video.
Yeah,
it's really something.
I'll put the video
up on. No, just listen to the words, dude. He died, and then this came out.
Yeah.
That's, the opening
that's
line,
creepy.
Dude. Listen to the opening line.
You should watch the video, too.
Yeah, I'll put it on the Power Trip page.
That's your job.
I know it is.
Look up here. I'm in heaven. I've got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, by the way, somebody on Twitter may have the right answer. I hate to admit that they might be right.
Go ahead, let's hear it.
Woo-hoo. Jared Leto.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Dude, that's,
yeah.
That's perfect.
Damn it. That's perfect. A pretty good.
And you know what? He could use that right now.
Because Leto's an unbelievable actor, even though he seems like an a-hole.
Oh God, we're late.
And he can sing like crazy, so that actually would probably work.
Not Dave Matthews.
Not Dave Matthews. What Really Matters is next.
Look up here, man. I'm in danger.
The Fan. And Sky Uma.
Good morning, everybody. 6:48, we ran really late on the last segment.
We were debating Bowie, and
we were, yeah.
Dave Matthews is the Goblin King.
Somebody's got to make a picture of that and what it would look like, because I need to see it.
That's
Good morning,
my,
Jessica.
That's my new bit.
that's your new bit? Well, yeah, that don't impress me much.
All right. The Wild tonight, host Colorado, right here on The Fan, 7 o'clock. But what really matters is this.
Humpback whales in the South Atlantic have recovered from near extinction. A new count shows the population off Brazil went from about 450 total in the 1950s to 25,000 today. So that's good news. We'll take that, right?
Well, great. We can get back to slaughtering them.
Jeez.
That's what we do.
Let's build up the population so we can start killing them.
I've seen humpback whales.
Oh, great.
Oh, is that right?
I like orcas better.
Well, hold on 1 second. That's a horse with a different feather.
It's not a thing.
Where did you see these sons of bitches?
I saw them in Kauai, Hawaii.
How do you spell that? Ah, oh, never mind. Wrong person. Corey, how do you spell that?
And
I know how to... 1 second here.
Hawaii, Hawaii. Okay, cool. And what did they look like?
They're gigantic.
Hey, you know that new button? You know your new bit?
Huh? Yeah, it's on the show business page.
Okay.
It was cool.
And it was cool. Is that with a K, like a cigarette, or C?
No, like a C. I saw him on a, we were on a yacht.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Oh, so you were on a yacht in Hawaii looking at humpback whales.
Yeah.
That don't impress me.
That's my new bit.
Obviously didn't impress the person I was with either. It was my fault. It was windy and wavy out.
Oh,
oh yeah. Who else's
windy
fault is
wavy.
It?
Windy and wavy. Good
stuff. Windy and wavy.
Wow, but yeah, they're great, dude. They like got really close to the boat.
Did you touch it or no?
No, it, the, no, but it, they're huge.
It's giant stuff.
Yeah.
Is that, do you want me to put like multiple U's like the kids would? Or is that
yes,
just one?
Please. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. U-U-U-U-G-E. Wow, great stuff. That is in chapter 84.
What's it called?
Things Saw.
Use your arms. How big was a humpback whale? Let's see.
Probably.
Oh, wow. Like that.
Like this.
Yeah.
To like the end of the hallway.
Oh, okay, cool.
Nobody cares.
You know what, dude?
Man.
That's your new bit.
That's my new bit.
I like it.
You guys are
Do you think if whales could like understand English?
I understand English.
How dare you? Do you think if whales could understand English, they'd be like, you sons of bitches. All you see when you look at me is at my humpback. And you're going to name me for my least attractive figure?
Yeah, you're hump-shaming.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. All right, you know what? We're going to change your name from Chris to Little Penis Hockey.
Yeah,
how's that feel?
Yeah, might be old Spare Tire Tom.
Yeah.
I love how they both know your names and your characters.
Wow.
Oh, look at old Giant Head Sauce over there. Oh, look at Fish Lips. How's that feel, Fish Lips Cone?
You guys are mean.
Yeah, how does that feel? Well, no. This is what they'd call him. Hold on. I'm going to text you.
Right. Yeah, that'd be great for the listeners.
Gosh. All right. I'm going to read no matter what he sends me. I'm going to read.
Then I'm not going to send it.
Here it comes. Okay, waiting. Do you think his breath smells like that, really?
I don't know what you mean, but it had the cadence of a joke.
It was okay. Brad. I thought it was funny.
Brad. What's next, Corey?
I wonder if humpback whales ever look up into the boat and say, if that dumb son of a bitch falls off that boat, I'm going to kill him.
What do you think a sperm whale thinks about its name?
Ben, how do you think it got its name?
One time! I did it one time! And you call me that for the rest of my life!
Hell, it was a great lap dance. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, you guys are the tossers. Yeah.
Fine. Never mind. I have a joke about the rumor about sauce.
Oh, right.
What we're hearing down the hallway, but he gets mad every time we bring it up.
None of those rumors are true.
So he would definitely not be called Old Great Tongue Sauce.
Oh, boy. You guys are... I mean, I got an uphill battle enough when it comes to women. I look like Quasimodo. My breath smells like Pike's Peak Fish Market.
What? Pike's Peak smells delicious.
My whole body is just a stretch mark. I look bad when I'm it's just bad, and now everywhere I go, people are like, I heard you're bad at sex. Well, thanks, Large Marge. Who told you that? Corey said you're bad at sex.
I didn't say that. The gals down the hall did. I'm just reiterating what they said.
Come on, man. Where are we?
One of them down the hall would say I'm bad at sex.
Told all the other gals. So, like, there's like six or seven, all the hot ones. Basically say that that's what they're hearing about you. By the way, my sources say that you took four of them out to lunch yesterday to try to sweet talk them, to try to convince them that that's not the case.
Yeah, they said it almost worked till they saw you try to eat corn on a cob.
Yeah, they said it almost worked when I sat at a different table and they sat in a booth. You guys are mean. You make it seem like I said this the other day, like I'm some like Cyclops. Is that your lady part? Let me see it. Like what? That, you make it sound like I'm some beast.
It's not my fault your breath smells like Pike's Peak.
Yeah,
that's my bit. Shut up.
Can you explain what you think that was supposed to mean?
Like the fish market. Like my breath stinks.
Oh,
like
so
Pike's
fish.
Peak is not a fish market.
Good. Yeah. What do you think
Isn't
Pike's
it?
Peak is?
I thought Pike's.
Yeah, out in Seattle. I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
it's fish at Pike's Peak.
Yeah, I knew exactly what you're talking
about. Thank you,
Tom. Yeah, I knew
what
exactly
is it called then, World Traveler?
I know, but Pike's Peak is a place in Colorado, isn't it?
I swear it's something.
I don't know.
Like,
these two probably just went there.
Probably.
I mean,
Pike's Place. Damn
Pike's
it.
Place. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pike's Peak's in.
So your breath smells like fish,
Colorado.
Lucky.
Goo.
Actually, there's no chance his breath smells like fish.
Yours smells like.
Go ahead, get yourself fired.
The Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, is that right?
Just all these things.
Smells like rocks.
For. Yeah.
What a weird show.
Yeah. Not a great one. Not a great one. Lieber joins next. Tommy's takes in about 20 minutes. Tommy, you and I got to talk about how the dream date is dead. You and I not spending time during the Scotty game. I said if the Gophers beat Iowa and Northwestern, I was going to make my triumphant return to the University of Minnesota and go to Tommy's tailgates and go to the game. And that dream is dead.
The dream is
a whole bunch of fourth down drops.
And we'll go to Manning's instead.
Oh, man.
That'll bring you back to you. I know that'll bring you back.
All right. Tommy is hanging out. Tommy's Station 20 minutes. Ben is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. If I only had a
backstage back. KFAN, Total Fan. Small Jean genius snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waders. Talking about Monroe, walking on Snow White.
Ben Lieber joins the Power Trip Morning Show every Monday and Thursday, 7 and 9. Although I believe, Ben, you're off next Monday, right?
I am, yes.
Yep. And, of course, off next Thursday because of Thanksgiving. So we are not going to see you for about a week and a half.
I know. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it.
You're sick of us, aren't you?
I am.
It's the bye week from us and the bye week from the Minnesota Vikings. You going somewhere? Getting out of here?
Yeah, we are going to get out of here.
Where are you going?
We're
going
to head to Palm Springs, take the kiddos, get out of here.
Sweet.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I've never I've been once, but my wife's been on a few ladies' trips, so she'll kind of play tour guide, do a few hikes, all that stuff.
Nice.
Cool.
Can I rewind for a second?
Sure.
Can I put my guess in? Well, I was going to tell you guys that my guess for the replacement for David Bowie as well.
For Labyrinth?
For Labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
Was going to be Dave Matthews.
Ben.
I was making my coffee this morning. I'm like, first person that popped in my head was Dave Matthews.
Ben, I made a mistake. I didn't know. I haven't
Then I made a mistake, too.
No, you're making fun of me. You planned this whole thing out when I wasn't in here. Now you're ripping me. I hope your family has a wonderful time in Palm Springs and you get double pink eye and diarrhea and have to stay in the hotel room.
Nobody cares!
I'm sorry!
Do you think, just in your scenario...
Shut up!
Is he getting diarrhea and giving himself double
pink eye? That's what I was going to ask you, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Am I wiping with my hand? And yes. I'm just wiping my eyes.
Yes, all the above.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you have setting terrible my fantasy bathroom
football
habits.
Lineup. Shut up. I gotta get a kicker. There we go.
Good.
Speaking of bathroom habits, have you guys tried back to front yet?
Excuse me? No.
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 We're adult men.
That out of everything I've ever said on this
front
show,
front to
right,
back. Come on,
that's
dude.
The one I always get most talkers about.
I wonder why.
Yeah, because everybody's like, what are you
weird.
Doing as a grown man doing that?
Yeah. No, think how awkward you look when you stand up.
Nobody can
see. It doesn't matter how you look. It matters.
Hey, everybody, look over here. I'm going to wipe my head. Watch this.
Watch which direction I do it in.
It's that don't impress me.
Brilliant bit.
Yeah, thank you. It's my new bit.
It's
my new bit. Thank you.
Yeah, back to front, dude.
Yeah.
You're just dodging bullets there.
No. Just sitting down still.
That's playing with fire.
Yeah, that's picking poop balls right there. What that is.
Well, either way, have you adopted that baby wipes yet?
No. Schmoll has.
Your balls Schmoll's would appreciate big. If you did.
Gross. If you're going back to front, you definitely need baby wipes afterwards. You have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're going back to front, you should just
washer.
Walk naked through a car wash.
Yeah. Right.
But what about you guys?
If you're doing that, don't wipe at all.
Just leave it.
Yeah, just let it fester.
No. How about when you guys wipe the other way? You guys' crack is all like...
No.
Well, my crack already smells that way.
Yeah, mine doesn't smell great.
It's not my fault you wipe back to front and your butt smells like Pike's Peak.
Oh, God.
Dave Matthews is the Goblin King.
Yep, I like it.
I'm telling you, it's
okay,
maybe off, the worst okay, idea I've ever heard though. In my
Let
entire
me,
life.
Hold on, though. Who can sing? Dave Matthews.
You haven't seen the movie, though, if
in,
you think
like,
he would fit in that
years,
role.
Who can act? Dave Matthews.
He's okay.
Yeah, then fine. It's not the worst idea.
It is the worst idea I've ever heard.
No, the worst idea would have been like Paul Reubens.
Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah.
That is the I'm not even being that is legitimately a better choice than Dave Matthews. And I'm not kidding. Because he's weirder.
What about Lady Gaga?
Way better than Dave Matthews.
Thanks for the assist on Twitter. Alex Engels.
Way better idea.
Speaking of Gaga, put some of that on. She's so good.
Yeah, she is.
I love Gaga.
somebody photoshopped Dave Matthews' face in the David Bowie's from Labyrinth.
Well
is this,
done, Jeff.
Did somebody do this on Twitter?
Yeah, it's on Twitter too, but he sent it to me.
Dear God.
Genius.
It's on
Holy
too.
Cow, is that
well
good.
Done, Jeff. Well done.
Yep. Looks like it would work perfectly.
Okay. It would be the same costume.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey.
I give you the hard news.
Oh, man.
Good morning, everybody. And good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
I've got some serious news stuff for you today.
Okay.
Minneapolis is stopping collecting batteries in bags on top of their recycling carts because of fire concerns with rechargeable batteries. A building fire was narrowly avoided in Mound in October after a discarded vape pen began heating up a bin. The city's telling residents to put alkaline batteries in the trash and to take rechargeable batteries to one of the county's hazardous waste drop-off sites.
How often do you take out the garbage or recycle and you feel like whatever you've either thrown away or put in the recycling bin is the wrong answer?
No, most of the time.
Most of the time I feel the same way.
Almost every time.
When you have something, you go, what am I supposed to do with this? Do I just throw it away? Do I have to bring it somewhere? Yeah. Do I recycle it? And then you just throw it in one of the bins and say, somebody else is going to deal with
it. There is a fantastic recycling center right on the border of Brooklyn Park and Maple Grove, which I didn't even know about for the longest time. I had a an old television that weighed 74,000 pounds sitting in my driveway for about 3 months. And somebody said, why don't you take that to recycling? I had no idea what you were talking about, so I looked it up online. It's like top of the line, man. You wait in line, you tell them what you've got. It could be oil, it could be electronics, it could be anything. And they point you in the right direction. And if it's something...
They charge you?
Some things they do, but some things they don't. But like for the television, it charged me like, I think, $7 to get rid of it.
Oh.
I would have paid $47
just to get rid of it.
Yeah, right, right. It's right there on the edges of Brooklyn Park and Maple Grove. But here's my question to you guys. Back in the day, I'm almost positive, if I bagged up my leaves or even my old Christmas tree or whatever and put it out with my recycling bin, they would pick it up and take it away. That doesn't happen anymore.
For like yard waste, you just have to call your, almost always, if you just call your garbage provider.
Can I tell you, you just have to get that?
You just get charged a couple bucks a bag.
You don't know who your garbage provider is?
No, but I'm sure my wife does. That makes sense that they're going to charge you an extra bag, because here's what they've been doing the last 2 weeks. I've been sneaking a bag of leaves into my trash can, and every time I get home, and they have taken it out of the trash can and put it back in my yard.
Jeez.
I can't sneak it by them.
Like they took it out, like emptied it back into your yard? Like, we're not doing this, or just...
No, they just take the whole bag out and they put it back down.
Make a compost.
A what?
I should do that.
Yeah, my dad did.
Yeah?
Sure. Yeah. Actually works.
Where'd he put it?
We have like some woods, and we put it right there.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Nobody cares!
No one cares about compost?
If you're going to compost, the whole house is going to smell like Pike's Peak.
That's true.
It really did.
If you're truly going to compost and use like all of your like food scraps and like do all
the... Oh, hell no. Just for leaves.
Just for leaves. Well,
yeah,
still.
But I'm saying if you're going to make a compost pile, you like put that stuff in there. Like you need like other stuff to like break it down.
Maybe it was just a leaf pile.
Your dad just made a leaf pile.
Yeah, your dad. Was,
yeah. Give my dad a lot of credit. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, your dad shows a lot of initiative, but...
My favorite part about a bit like Pike's Peak and running it into the ground to make fun of meat sauce is if you just tuned in 60 seconds ago and then Ben said that a compost pile basically smells like Pike's Peak, somebody's in their car going, Lieber's an idiot.
Yeah, what the hell is he talking about?
I knew exactly what she's meant.
I did too.
Man, sometimes I wish a semi would hit me head on the way here.
Wow.
That poor semi.
You put stretch marks all over the front of that semi.
Oh, my. Ben is definitely on the bye week.
You said it. You said it yourself. You said you're one big stretch mark.
Paul, Vegas tomorrow. We're fine. We're fine.
Yeah, you go to Vegas, man.
Oh, my heart stops. You guys
boy.
Okay. You know I love you, Sauce. I never rip on you.
I know. I never do.
Man. But it's bye week.
It's bye week.
It's bye week, Ben.
Everyone. It's bye week, Ben.
I can't wait to see some Vikings in Vegas on bye week.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
See some what?
Some Vikings.
Some actual players.
Yeah.
I saw Anthony Harris last night at the game.
Did you?
Yeah. He's a super good guy.
Yeah, super
did
good guy.
Did you say hi?
I did. He actually, yes. He actually came over to me because I was wrangling my three kids.
Ooh.
Ben, you still got it like that.
Huh? Still got it.
Yeah.
Lieber still got it.
He does. Hey, this is a terrible story. Listen to this. A child from Utah is recovering after a toothbrush caused a horrible injury.
Oh, God.
The father of 5-year-old Celeste Gravenmeyer says she was bouncing around on the bed with a toothbrush in her mouth.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
When she fell off the bed.
Oh.
The toothbrush poked a 1-inch hole in her throat.
Oh.
Celeste was taken to the hospital where she underwent a 2-hour emergency surgery to close the wound. Doctors say if the toothbrush had pierced her next to the wound, it would have hit a blood vessel. Thankfully, it did not. She is resting at home, will be on soft food and liquid diet for just a little while, but Celeste's father says she's going to be just fine.
Holy cow.
But the problem is, of course, as you can imagine, she's very nervous about brushing her teeth.
Ugh.
Thank God she's all
poor
right.
Poor thing.
It's one of those things, man. You know, you're like, you maybe even saw her doing it, and you're like, I should stop her from doing that. Or maybe even told her to do it to stop, and you know, ugh, Jesus.
I get yelled at all the time for that because
I'm jumping up and down with a toothbrush in your
mouth? That too, but I'm a helicopter parent when it comes to moments like that. I'll be like, nope, stop, get down from there.
They're going to be fine. They're going to be fine.
Right until one of them falls off the bed and has a toothbrush go through the back of their throat.
And I have to take them.
Right.
Right.
So I'm almost always the buzzkill when it comes to stuff like that. Go ahead and jump on the bed. Get your toothbrush out of your mouth.
Just leave them alone.
Yeah.
She'll be fine.
Yeah, how's she's
your,
not.
How's your watery wall?
Oh, how does Randy came over and plugged it.
They plugged that wall?
My sources say I know how it happened.
Your sources say that?
Yeah.
Sure.
But I'm not going to make fun of you.
Well, let's hear it. What happened?
I'm not even embarrassed about it. I don't care.
What did he do?
So when I put up a couple of shelves in my closet a couple of months ago, this is like 6 months ago.
Okay.
I guess the PVC pipe that goes from my daughter's bathroom down through the main floor is about a half an inch behind the drywall.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not even.
Right. So you put a nail right through that thing?
So these super tiny screws must have just gone far enough to pierce it. Not to the point where water's flying out of there, but it's just dripping a little bit at a time.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So one little tiny screw that probably went in, you know, an eighth of an inch too far is just causing this drip. So now hot-ass Randy came over and tore up a wall, and I always get to fix
some
pipe.
So you just barely pierced it, but he tore the whole thing up.
He just tore it up. Tore it up.
Is he over there now?
Absolutely. He was there at 5:30.
My source says that there's so much water coming out of the wall, he has to work topless. Is that true? Because he doesn't want to get his shirt.
Oh, I don't know.
Work stuff.
I'm not there. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh.
Does it squirt out?
If you do it right.
I see. So it just drips out. Like
My sources say Sauce think that's a myth.
Okay. I mean, that's just everything.
Yeah,
it's going to be ruined now.
I just got a text from Lawyer Lambert
saying.
That's
going to be good.
Saying they never had to worry about Sauce jumping up and down with a toothbrush in his mouth because he never brushed his teeth.
And when was he ever doing exercise?
Dov, move the bed up and down while I lay here.
Sauce, what time does vacation start for you?
I don't know. I'd rather be on Dave Ryan's show. You guys are a-holes.
That's from your dad!
My dad never said that!
He just texted it to Chris.
His dad!
I watched him read it, word for word.
Man. Sometimes my dad is weird. You just mean, man. I'm sorry. I'm not perfect.
Dude, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm not allowed to make fun of you.
Hey, Ben, we talked about this the other day.
Like Oswald Cobblepot from Batman Returns every day.
How many
day.
Times have I touched your breasts?
Oh, 1,000?
Nope. Not
zero.
Oh, every break you come up here and flop my tots.
Yeah,
every break.
Not on the air!
So, Ben, a couple days ago, we were talking about this on the podcast because Sauce started the podcast by going potty. He went down to the bathroom and he had to pee. So Hawk and I had like 60 seconds to talk about Sauce before he got back in the room.
Yeah.
And the one thing I said is, you know, like when we truly realized that he was the punching bag for the Power Trip Morning Show, and he loves it. He embraced it, or still does mostly.
Yeah, mostly.
But he used to fight back a little bit. Now, when the two of us, or now in this case, the three of us, because you're bullying him today too, when we bully him, now whenever he gets back into the corner, instead of using humor or trying to be clever to get out, he'll just go, I got nothing here. You guys are mean. Like, that's his go-to now. He just plays the sympathy card, so everybody that's listening goes, God, I was kind of laughing, but he's right. Those guys are mean.
Yeah, no, it's a good move on his part.
It is a good move.
It's a good move, man. You become the person
victim.
Everybody roots for. Absolutely,
right. It's the victim.
Yeah, great song, by the way.
You know who else does that really well?
Who?
Children. That's not really meant to be a slight.
This is my favorite Ben of all time.
That's just like how my whole household is. Like, I don't really intervene until one of the kids is like, they're being mean. I'm like,
oh, God, what happened now?
Jeez.
Ben sipping Douglas and Dodge's
jeans. Ah, jeez. I got to get my feet off the ottoman. Son of
a... Oh, the best.
You guys are mean.
Well done.
You want to do sports? We believe you're going to do a good job. Yeah. That's sincere.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you this hour by Culligan Bottled Water.
Hey, thanks, Culligan.
Thank you, Culligan man.
The 8-11-2 Wild take on the 13-6-2 Colorado Avalanche tonight at the X. Game time is 7. The Wild have won 2 of 3, and they are -110 tonight on the money line. The Wolves lost to the Jazz 103-95. Towns had 14 points, 12 boards. Wiggins led the team with 22. The Wolves are 8-7, and they take on the Suns Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. The Colts and Texans go tonight. They're both 6-4, and they play tonight for supremacy of the AFC South. Texans are a slight 3.5-point favorite. Game time is 7 p.m. The 9-1 Gophers take their show on the road this weekend to Ryan Field to take on the Northwestern Wildcats at 11 a.m. on Saturday. The line has moved to 13.5, and we still don't know who will start at quarterback with Tanner Morgan in the concussion protocol.
Ben, where's your game this weekend?
Texas Tech.
Who do they play?
K-State.
Ooh.
I'll be completely non-biased.
Of course. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Of course, yeah.
Yep.
K-State still in the top 25 or not?
Oh, it's snowing.
No. Did they lose last week?
Oh, yeah. Christmas tunes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, please. That's a great point.
The Vikings are on the bye this week, and they are 8-3. They play their next game a week from Monday in Seattle. Mm. That'll do it.
All right.
Oh, good. Hold on. Let me find. Who's your guy again that you love Christmas stuff from?
Michael Bublé. Is
Michael. Oh, she likes Michael Bublé.
Oh, yeah, right?
Bublé. Yeah, or... who's the other dude?
Oh, there's a few.
Most wonderful time of the year guy?
Andy Williams.
Yeah, I like Andy Williams.
Andy Williams would be good.
Andy Williams, Wales.
Or Frank Sinatra singing The Christmas Waltz is probably one of my favorite ones. Happy soul with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes.
Isn't it great? It's the season. I love this, man.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving next week. I wanted to see you guys.
Son of a bitch.
You can come in a different day because Saucy will be gone. When do you get back from Vegas?
When do I get back? Monday morning?
See, you can come in and do the show. Whenever you want.
Dude. I could do Tuesday.
Tuesday it is, baby.
On an open fire. Oh, son of a bitch. It's good to be back, isn't it?
Yeah, this song's so good.
Hey, we gotta go to break. We got Tommy's Takes next.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, get the break.
It's a weird list today.
Can't wait. Tommy's Takes is next. Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Being sung by a choir. The Fan.
Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me that which I desire.
Mark Rosen performing Metallica at a karaoke bar? Surprising. Not surprising? The Fan is the most podcasted station in Minnesota. Listen online to podcasts and Fan on Demand on KFAN.com or offline on the free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Sad but true.
That's very weird. I mean, I like that promo, but I'm not sure what...
Why are there so many
great tunes?
Promo is running.
I don't know.
Are we? Is it over?
No. We had a full, but there was a spot. It doesn't matter. Anyway, you've waited all week. It's snowing outside to make it even better for him. Corey, hit it.
I think it's. I think it got end dated. It's not there.
Oh, is that right?
So can I just do it for you? Can I just do it for you?
Yeah.
And now it's time for Tommy's Takes, presented by Granite Logistics.
Is it still Granite Logistics?
Yes, it is.
Hey, thanks, Granite Logistics. If you guys are looking for a new career, looking for a new job, go to granite-logistics.com/careers.
Yes!
Great start.
Go, baby, go!
Awesome start.
Yep, so I listened back to the show for the whole week, and I write down what I would say. So, it starts with this. So, Mason Rudolph, do you know how he got hit in the head?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That exact thing happened to my dad when he was in college, and like it cracked over his head, and he started bleeding. But then that's how he earned his starting spot. So, like that, like the same exact thing.
How did he earn his starting spot by getting hit in the head with a helmet?
He was a freshman, and then the starting nose guard was like all Big Ten. And like the whole practice, he was like, this is my dad's story. It's probably a glorified story. But they got in a fight, and.
Oh, this was with his own teammates?
Yeah, in college. And my dad was he was on the scout team, and he was going against the starting nose guard. Mm-hmm. And the starting nose guard took my dad's helmet off of his head just like he did and cracked it over his head.
Wow.
My dad started bleeding everywhere, but then after that practice, he was never on scout team again.
Whoa.
He like proved his toughness.
Yeah,
man.
So back then, that must have been like an old thing.
Besides that, the school was afraid of getting sued.
Probably. So weird start to Tommy's Takes. But, first Santa Claus movie, great flick.
Great film.
The Titanic song?
Yeah. A
couple things about it. It's just so horny.
It is.
And it shreds.
It does.
Horny?
It's horny. Okay, well, it's the first pair of boobs I've ever seen.
Winslet's the first pair of boobs you ever saw.
Well, no, because when Eddie and I had a lemonade stand, like when we were like, five.
Where is this going?
Bring it.
Lemonade stand?
Yeah, I swear. So, keep like, there's like high school kids. There are high school kids that drove by and they threw a porno at Eddie and I.
No, they did not.
I swear.
How old were you guys?
Five.
Come on.
Like a mag, like a porno mag. That's how old back in the day it was.
We're well aware.
And they were like, it was hairy. It was not good stuff. But.
From Home Alone?
But yeah, that might have just morphed my whole life from that moment on.
You think?
Yeah.
Honestly, who throws porn at kids?
But Eddie and I, just all we're doing is selling lemonade and cooks and oatmeal cream pies. Those were the hits.
Can I ask, I just want you to think about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about this all weekend.
Okay.
What if that was you from the future?
Probably was.
Here you go, little T.
Little T, you're going to watch.
Start
this.
Early. Can't you imagine? Otherwise, kill that person, right?
Listen to this. Imagine this. They're having the lemonade stand. Somebody tosses something out the window. Little T.O. walks over and he picks it up. And Schmoly's right there beside him. And they look down and they're like, what is it? There's a lady on the cover. What the hell is this? And they open up the magazine.
Brilliant.
And everything changed at that moment.
Yeah. Honestly.
Think of that butterfly effect. If those jackass teenagers don't throw that porn out that window, your life's completely different.
I'm completely different.
You know what I picture in that scenario? The guy's driving off, and you don't have no Doyle rules.
No, I wish I did.
That's the other side of it.
Yeah.
You guys are opening up the magazine with Celine Dion playing. He's like, Doyle rules.
That's brilliant. I don't even know what. So this whole porn story. Now it's just getting me on a tangent. So my dad opened up a distributorship for work, and their first day they moved in, right? They just set up their computers. Mm-hmm. And in my dad's office, I went into his computer, and I went, the first thing I did, I was probably like 7 years old, and I put playboy.com.
Of course you did.
And it froze.
How did you, at 6 years old, know what playboy.com
was? Because the lemonade stand!
Because they
threw a Playboy mag
at you? Yeah, it was like first or second grade, like very young. Yeah, so like super duper.
Well, they wanted you to read the articles.
Yeah.
Smart, all the pictures were ripped out.
They're weirdos.
Right, but it got frozen, my dad's, and like I just kind of turned the monitor off and walked out, act like nothing happened.
What'd you do?
Yeah, exactly.
All I got is diesel.
Gotta go to the next station.
Brilliant. That's just, sorry, that was a weird tangent.
All right, we're learning.
Charchin, you're dead wrong about the army. Ooh. What? I really like the armory.
The armory.
I thought you said the army.
Me
too. Yeah. Charch made a strong stance.
Just getting negative all of a sudden.
Army?
No, the armory.
You're dead wrong about the Marines. I think they're good people.
No, he just thought way too much about it. Okay. You played Pride on Monday. It was great.
Yep,
it's good to have that back.
Yep, you got it.
CJ Ham. CJ Ham on Monday. And he goes, that's the way the cookie crumbles. And it reminds me of Bruce Almighty when he goes, and that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Whoops. If you are wondering at home, Tommy used his right finger, his right pointer finger, as a mustache.
Yeah. You know what scene I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, right.
Boobs or butts? Butts all day.
Okay.
All day?
All day.
Oh, really?
Butts well.
I'm all about the butts, yeah.
You wouldn't have been if that guy hadn't thrown that magazine out the window.
Oh. Yacht Rock Radio? Oh, I've been about it my whole life. Chris, I don't think Chris heard me.
Yeah, this is Yacht Rock.
Okay, go. Yep.
Chris, Yacht Rock Radio?
Dude, come
that's
on.
Death Yacht
that's the
Rock.
Best, right?
My cousin Kristen's obsessed with it. And, like, do you know what reminds me the most? Toto Africa or Africa by Toto, whatever it is. I don't know.
Point.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Fogo de Chao? So good.
But apparently it's called Fogo de Chase.
Shone.
Like the bank?
I have no idea.
Hawk and I are with you. I always thought it was de Chao as well. It's de Shone.
Man.
That's where they like host all the ghosts.
They should call it You're Gonna Be in a Food Coma.
Yeah, honestly.
It's unbelievable, right?
It's awesome.
I agree.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, and remember, when we were pulling into Kansas City on the bus, on the Jefferson Lines bus, we were driving through downtown KC, and we watched, Mike Hughes, Dalvin Cook, and I didn't see who. There was like four or five or six Vikings walking into Fogo de Chão in KC.
Oh, really?
And all of us said the same thing. We're like, they're going to be so tired tomorrow. Yeah. They're going to have 9,000 calories.
I was so drunk that I don't remember any of that.
Maybe that's why we lost.
Could be.
Three Squares in Maple Grove, you brought it up.
Great spot. Dude, great breakfast.
Great breakfast.
Great.
Jaws? I watched it this weekend, and you brought it up. It was the name of the podcast.
Well, yeah, because Sauce's jaw gets tired.
Okay.
great film, though, right? One of the all-timers. So the original.
Carly said, can I take my eyes back?
Was this about the glasses?
Oh, no. She said she asked about if you guys asked her if Rosie could tell her story. Could tell his story or something. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, can I take my yes back? Is a good line.
Oh, right. Because yeah. His story was bored all
of us. It was a really good line because, the story sucked.
Right. She voted yes.
It was terrible. He's here, by the way. He hasn't left yet.
Rose. Oh, act like Rosie's here. He said the T-Wolves got trounced. And then Hockey go, you whispered, ooh. I don't know why it made me laugh. Hotel Drankson and Hotel Sex Sauce. For some reason, they just feel like they're on ecstasy or something. Like it's
a whole other level. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Like for some reason, you get free. You get freaker and you get hornier for some reason. And like the drunk is even a better drunk than usual. I love it. Yeah.
I know nothing about that though.
Somewhere,
Corey and Hockey and all the people down
there. No, it's just the girls down the hall. Somewhere, there's a 5-year-old with a lemonade stand right now going, I wonder what hotels are like. I wonder what drinking is like. And then there's a bunch of high schoolers named the O'Doyles driving past Matamidi, chucking mags out the window.
And Paul and Hawk, right?
Yep.
You too? I'm almost offended.
Oh.
Out of everyone to hussy hunt with, you didn't think of your boy.
Good point.
Right. Oh,
think of me in a hussy hunt.
So sorry. You're right. Wow.
Careful, though.
Yeah, we gotta have Scene Bear, though.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, no, we got room for T.O.
I'm cuddling with Scene Bear.
You thinking?
Oh, man. Yeah,
nobody offered to trade me for my Suburban yesterday, by the way.
No one?
Really?
Nobody did.
Did you get any offers, though, cash-wise for
well,
Hussy
sure,
Bear?
But I need to I can't have another vehicle. I gotta trade the Suburban for a conversion van.
Well, just tell your wife you want to buy one, and then she'll buy it.
Core, Jessica Simpson?
Yeah,
I love her.
Yeah, I know.
Something else, huh?
Yep.
She's an all-timer. We've talked about her before.
Got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Something about iPhones listening. Like, you can go into your settings, and you turn that off.
The microphone?
Yeah,
but I think what we're talking about is, like, even if you turn it off, they're always
listening. Right, like Instagram. Somebody's like, the next listening. Scroll down Instagram is something crazy.
Yeah.
I love Weed, Whiskey, and Willie. Like, I absolutely love that. And then I love Tequila Again. That's my favorite song on that album.
Dude, great record. Brothers Osborne is talking about.
Have you guys heard that song about Tequila Again? Ben, you'd love it. It's about, like, he fell in love with a girl, and then it's like he talks about a love story, and then it's tequila, and how it broke her heart because he got too drunk, and then he, like, fell in love with her again and again and again. It's brilliant. It's a brilliant song.
We missed that.
The Tom McBroom core. Best line of the week. How at McDonald's the broom has a nickname McBroom. That was so genius.
All right.
Time for two more. Justin said if we play guards. Or no, not Justin.
Kanzemius.
Fargo Flash. He said yesterday if we play Ohio State, all we need is one time.
Mm-hmm. One time.
You guys ever seen Little Giants? It's a callback. It's,
The annexation of Puerto Rico.
And then,
one time.
Yeah, they
one time.
One time.
Yeah.
Great. It's a great line. And then my new favorite nickname. Changing Hot Ass Randy. Well, you go, oh, Hot Ass. You shorten it from Hot Ass.
Is your ending on that one?
Just, oh, Hot Ass?
Oh, Hot Ass.
Well, my last thing, Paul and I are going to be in Vegas. Wish us luck. I'm going to go $100 on red. I'll let you guys all know how it goes.
Thank you.
Right when I land.
All right, dude.
Good luck.
Have a great Thanksgiving. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
See you tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow morning.
Goodbye, Tommy-o. I love you.
I love you guys.
Vikings news is next with former Viking Ben Lieber and the Power Trip Morning Joe right after this on the van.
You work hard. Play big. What you drive is a part of you. The fast part. The fun part. Coon Rapids Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram built our shiny new toy box for people like you. And we dropped in the state's largest selection of toys. Dodge Muscle, Jeep Legend, Ram Trucks, Chrysler Luxury. Shop our employee pricing plus event now and get the best price on every new vehicle.
the Coon Rapids Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Toy Box.
Good morning, everybody. Taco Bell is jumping into the fried chicken war. The fast food chain plans to add crispy tortilla chicken tenders to their menu. The goal is to compete with Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. The new item features all white meat chicken marinated in jalapeno buttermilk marinade. There you go.
Hmm.
That seems like something you would not like, though. Even though the chicken tenders... The jalapeno buttermilk thing?
No.
Does nothing for you, right? Yeah. Oh, you just need chicken tenders, yeah. Right?
Let's go to Raising Cane's.
Yeah.
And call it a day.
Making love.
What a great song.
So, Ben started a sentence off air, and I said, stop. Can you tell the rest of this on air?
Should I hit Vikings news, or is it not related?
It's the bye news, or bye week. Just hit it, and we'll just move on.
Okay, cool. You go.
Go ahead.
Thank you,
it's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radco.
Thank you, Radco.
All right, so Dalvin Cook's like fifth overall in Pro Bowl voting. That's kind of cool, right?
Overall?
Overall.
Yeah, good for him.
It's like, and he's or fourth, maybe he's even fourth. I think he's one ahead of Christian McCaffrey even for Pro Bowl votes. People like Dalvin Cook. Good for him. Doesn't matter. Yeah, point is, finish what you were going to say, because I want to hear the whole story, because I don't even know the whole story. What you were just about to say, and I said, hold that thought.
Well, I, as a father, okay, so I took my my three kids to the Timberwolves game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Bell Bank. And so we're on the court, and it's great seats, and it's amazing, right? And
nothing like it, right?
Nothing like it. The whole time, I'm just watching my kids kind of look on in wonder and bewilderment with these huge athletes like running around the court, right? Mm-hmm. So they're asking a lot of questions and doing the stuff, and I felt like it was kind of a cool dad moment because, you know, it's a sports thing, and they're just like curious and whatever. Well, at one point in time, during an extended timeout, TV timeout, the dance team comes out.
Go on.
Okay.
I love it.
Hold on one second. Would you please?
Hockey.
Hold on. No, hold on. Stay where you're at, please.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Genius.
And?
Yeah. Well, it's one of those moments as a father, you sometimes wonder, at least maybe in my sick brain, I've wondered that, what are my boys going to be into? You know, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. So they start giggling. They're watching for about 30 to 45 seconds.
And your, they're kinda, your boys' ages are what?
They're 8 and 5.
Eight and five.
Yeah. All right, sure.
8 and 5.
Right. And at this point, Tommy's already had a magazine.
Yeah, they've never had a lemonade stand, have they?
So they start giggling, and I'm like, what's up, guys? And my 8-year-old looks at me, and he goes, all I'm looking at is their butts. And I'm like,
I love it.
And I just start giggling, and I don't want to make a big deal out of it, right? And so I'm like, okay. And then they kind of giggle again. And then my 5-year-old is like, goes, dad. I'm like, what? And he takes his index finger and points to his chest. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I didn't know it. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like,
I'd also like to see your topless.
He goes, Dad, they're boobies. And I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Like, I got two boys, 8 and 5. And I now know that my 8-year-old's into butts. And my 5-year-old's into boobs. All because of the Timberwolves dance team.
Hey, look.
Which they were great.
Look, they're young. They're going to learn to love both.
No, they will. But, you know, it's like, what's your cup of tea? Like, you like it all, but, like, what are you going to go for?
So far, it looks like they have their choice. Sauce, which way do you lean?
I like butts.
Which way do you think you would have leaned at 5 or 8?
You should have heard the story of Corey's dad telling this story when he took him to the Timberwolves game. I'm fine with whatever, but, you know.
You know, at 5 years old, you're not far removed from breastfeeding. You know what I mean? So you're still like...
What?
Well, you're 4 and a half...
Maybe in
it's
Indiana.
Still in there. Yeah,
keep in mind, he's from Indiana.
It's still in there, though. Yeah. You know
it's
what
like
I mean?
6 months off.
Yeah. You like what you like.
But, you know, after my 8-year-old said that, I almost dapped him up because I'm like, yeah, so am I.
Yeah.
So, that's what I wanted to do, but I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. But I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, me too, bud, me too. You know, I wanted to have that like kind
of
moment.
Oh,
like,
yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe when he's like 14, not when he's 8. And then my 5-year-old's like, boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see it too.
Good point.
I'm trying not to stare too, but I got to teach you the art of not staring.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now every time you go to a Timberwolves game, your 5- and 8-year-old's going to have sunglasses on for no reason.
Oh, yeah, for no reason. Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Right.
For no reason.
Nothing.
Unbelievable. Nothing. So a great experience overall for everybody. Good I mean, job. I learned
Sounds
a lot.
Like it.
As a dad, I learned a lot.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting now to see how that carries through with just, let's say, their girlfriend choices.
If it holds up.
If it holds up.
Right. Well, you've always been a butt man.
Yeah, you might.
My
Since
guess
you were 8 years old.
My guess is they're going to adapt.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out.
That's
yeah,
fantastic.
But what if my 8-year-old goes after somebody like Kerry Russell? And you're like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Then I will bow down to him and follow him to the ends of the
Well, I'm not saying her specifically.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, in her 60s.
Yeah.
But she's still got a great ass, Dad.
Yeah, I mean, that's about as good as it gets.
That's Vikings news.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Radko.
That's so wonderful. What a moment you had with your kids.
What a moment. What a moment.
How would that moment have been different if your wife was there?
Well, no different at all, because my boys, you know, having no filter, they wouldn't have known that you couldn't say that to her.
Man, what would she have said, though? She wouldn't have dapped him up, would she?
Well, I didn't dap him up either, but I wanted to.
He just gives them each a $100 bill.
Yeah.
You go, keep buddy. Talking, boys.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Good looking out. Yeah. Yep.
And then they'll get open up their stockings and Playboy magazines.
Yeah.
And Big Butts. So it's Playboy for one and Big Butt for the other.
That's a magazine?
Yeah. Probably.
I don't know. Just don't look on Tommy's dad's computer.
Ish.
Good dad moment. Nice job, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Changes the game, though, right? And you're like, I thought they were here to watch athletics.
Yep.
But they're boys.
Yeah, man.
Well, and they pointed them out every time. Like, even when they were like, off court, kind of getting ready, my 5-year-old's like, hey, they're over there. It's like he was like transfixed on where they were at.
Yeah, Why do you think Lake and I went to about 30 games a year back in the day? We had nothing to do.
Yeah.
I'd also like to see your chocolate.
Yeah.
All right. The 8 o'clock hour of the Power Trip Morning Show when we return includes Fan 5. We'll walk through some sports. And the Mike Zimmer press conference is 20 minutes from now. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Let's go to Hy-Vee with CJ Ham.
Time now for the Vikings Report on The Fan, presented by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings fullback CJ Ham joins the Power Trip after this from Hy-Vee.
Does this Pantera guy ever relax?
I don't think so. This guy's dad must have kicked his ass when he was a kid.
Yeah, really. He was like, damn it, Pantera, this beer is warm! Get me another one!
The rest of it is Beavis going, damn it, Pantera, get out there and mow the lawn! Is that a tear for my little girl? It's so good. Beavis is so good. Did you watch the one where Butthead asked him if he can go the whole video without talking about wieners or boobs?
It's one of my favorite Beavis and Butthead bits of all time.
Dude, and then he says...
When Beavis, about 2 seconds in, goes, whoops, never mind. Because he wanted so badly to say it.
How about the one where he makes fun of the way he talks? Have you heard that one? Oh, dude. Man, Beavis and Butthead was so funny.
I freaking love that show. Beavis makes me laugh 99% of the time he talks.
We've talked about this 1,000 times. Butthead will say something, Beavis will just go, oh, yeah. It's brilliant. Like he remembers.
I wonder how long it took Mike Judge to realize that you can sit down and write jokes all day long. All you really needed to do to make us laugh was just have them giggle at the right time or just have something like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so all good. You needed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How many times have you watched the intro to that show, right? When the music would start and they would have the two pictures of them side the profiles, and they'd just sit there. And I would start giggling when they would start giggling. I'm like, why am I laughing? They're not even doing anything yet. They're just giggling.
There's a bit from one of the I watched last night where they're watching an Ozzy video, and Butthead starts ripping out Ozzy. And Beavis goes, I think you're being kind of hard on Ozzy. And Butthead goes, what? He goes, hard on Ozzy. And he just starts laughing.
It's so dumb.
And then Butthead goes, oh, yeah.
I'm a gnat.
I'm a dumbass.
Ben, were you a Beavis and Butthead guy at all?
I really wasn't.
Oh, no, dude, kidding,
it's
really.
It's so brutal.
My brother Aaron was, and he and his buddies would laugh all the time, and I don't know. I wasn't too young because I'm your guys' age. Yeah. I just never got into it.
Grab this pole, Stuart. Stick it in the hole, Stuart. In the hole.
Stuart is the teacher's pet.
Yeah. Okay, boys, let's erect this thing.
Hey, just lose it.
That's 30 seconds of them laughing, and I laughed the whole time.
There's the one in there where
God dang, is that good?
They're watching the Three Musketeer bit with Rod Stewart, Sting, and Bryan Adams. They're like, oh, God, the Beavis throws up because the music's so bad.
That Twitter handle that you tweeted out 2 days ago, I just can't stop watching those clips. What is it called? Out of Context?
Out of Context, Beavis and Butthead, yeah.
Oh, God dang it, dude.
Step right up. Get one boob massaged and the other one's free. And your butt, too. Free for the price of one.
That's Whitten and Wells.
I know.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
That's so good.
Playing it again, thinking that that's the Timberwolves game last night.
Step right up. Get one boob massaged and the other one's free. And your butt, too. Free for the price of one.
The thing is, so which one is the one that says the butts?
That's
the
Beavis.
The second one.
Yeah, that's Beavis.
Yeah, it's Beavis.
Okay. So really, the personalities would be the opposite.
Yeah,
so
right.
Wells would be Beavis, because he's sort of the meathead, the dumber of the two. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
Beavis is definitely dumber than Butthead. If you watch the show, Beavis is absolutely dumber than Butthead.
And that was me and my brother. I was the dumb one. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. Right.
So Wit would be Beavis. It would be. I'm screwed.
Got it. We got you, though.
So good, though.
God dang it, man. That show.
Great stuff, man.
Yeah.
Just great stuff.
Mike Judge is just great. Office Space, such a good movie.
Man.
There's a couple of other things that he's done that I've liked a little bit. Like, I wasn't a huge fan of Extract. You ever see that with Kristen Wiig and Jason Bateman? Who I love.
Heard of it.
It just wasn't that good.
Yeah, I saw it, but I can't remember what it was about.
Those are two really good actors.
What was it about, dude? What did they do?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I know I saw it.
The only bit that I remember from that movie that stands out is the bit that when Kristen Wiig gets her sweatpants on, you got no chance at sex. It was basically once she's in her sweatpants and she's done for the day,
it's over.
Yeah, that's true. So Jason Bateman would try to drive 1,000 miles an hour home to beat his wife.
Whoa.
There's more to the sentence. To beat his wife to the punch, basically, like before she gets her sweatpants on. And he would be just flying up the driveway and in slow motion. You know, Kristen Wiig pulling up her sweatpants and he's just devastated.
Mike Judge's Tales from the Tour Bus, seasons 1 and 2. Brilliant show.
I'm trying to think what else he did, though. I know you like that show.
It's an animated show, and he just tells you stories of some of the greatest personalities from R&B and from old school rock and roll. And you can't believe the stories because they're all real. But the animation is very, very much like Beavis and Butthead was. They're fantastic stories you can't believe are real. Seasons 1 and 2, it's called Mike Judge, Tales from the Tour Bus. I couldn't recommend it more.
By the way, check this out. I just Googled it.
Yeah.
2009, Extract. Jason Bateman, Mila Kunis, Kristen Wiig, Ben Affleck. $8 million budget. Oof. It made $10.8
million. Ooh. Oh, so it made money.
It made some cash.
Yeah, $2.8 million.
They got paid.
Nothing to sneeze about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's so good.
I wish I could do that, Joe.
Man, do you think about it? And I've said this before. We were not allowed to wear Beavis and Butthead t-shirts to school. And you go back now that we've discovered this Twitter account. That's PG-13.
It's mostly harmless. Since I live that as well, I'm telling you, the one thing that I remember specifically was they were worried that all of us were going to start fires.
Yeah.
Because Beavis and Butthead liked to go out and light stuff on fire, and Beavis was basically a pyromaniac. So it was parents in the early 90s, the decade not the nightclub, basically saying, if my kid watches this, are they just going to go out back and burn things? Well, yeah, that's what we did anyway, but we would have done it without Beavis and Butthead. It was almost exactly like the launch of South Park, right? Everybody was worried that all their kids were going to talk.
And Jackass. Yeah. Right. And everything. Yeah.
It's just that first wave of panic, and then it's, get over it. Kids are going to figure it out. We're fine. Most of us ended up okay. I do like burning things now. Maybe more than I probably would have.
Yeah, but that's just natural. That's what guys do.
I have the entire Beavis and Butthead collection on DVD, but it's DVD.
And no videos, right?
I think so, but
yeah,
either way.
Yeah, they couldn't do that. Yeah.
You can't do it without the videos.
Can't we get one of these goddamn streaming services to just buy the entire collection of Beavis and Butthead? Because I'll sit there all day and watch
it. I'm sure they're all
on
YouTube.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, so I found one that includes videos because of the copyright.
Yeah,
Some of these bands, and, you know, it's like, real bad bands, but they've watched U2 before, and they're just like, no, you're not having that. It's copyright infringement.
They can't be that much to buy Beavis and Butthead, right?
Well, I bet.
Yeah, but it's like a $500 million to buy South Park and, you know,
he
Friends
must be
and
holding
things
on
like
to
that.
The rights to it, because it would have been sold by now.
Man.
Somebody with all the just tripe that is on these streaming services.
Dude, you put Beavis and Butthead on Netflix, let's say tomorrow, it would be one of the most streamed things
for at least
a weekend.
He must be holding on to the copyright.
Yeah.
God, I would watch the hell out of that.
And we've said this 1,000 times, the video parts, dude. There's a video, I watched of him yesterday, and it was the beginning of a music video, and it was a guy like in like a talk show setting, and Beavis just goes, oh, look, Montel Williams. It's just funny. It doesn't make any sense.
Guess you had to be there.
I guess so.
I'll show you during
that. Hey, listen to this story. Ben?
Yep.
$153
million,
right? That's pretty
good.
You're
going to give me $153
million? No, I just want you to keep that in your mind.
Okay.
There were high hopes. This is from MSN.com, my favorite of the real websites out there, non-porn version. Jacob Ellisbury's disappointing tenure with the New York Yankees has come to an end.
What's his name?
Jacob Ellisbury?
Mm-hmm. You added, I think.
What?
Is that not right?
Say that one more time.
I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong.
No.
You correct me. I don't know. I've never heard the name before. Jacob Ellisbury. Pillsbury?
Pillsbury?
Remember when Twins fans wanted him really bad?
They wanted him as part of the Santana trade, and they wouldn't give him up.
If we were going to trade the guitar player that did Black Magic Woman?
Great point.
The Yankees announced they released the 36-year-old veteran prior to Wednesday's 8 p.m. 40-man roster deadline. By releasing Ellsbury, that's how you say it, okay?
Yep.
The Yankees will eat the $26 million remaining on his 7-year, $153 million contract. Mm. So they released him, even though they have to continue to pay him $26 million.
Good for him!
Good for him, man!
Woo!
Stick it to demand.
God, give these two Aussies $26 million so they don't have to stay in a parking lot most of their lives.
I offered them they could use my second bedroom, and they'd say, nah, we'll live on the street.
Yeah, they'd rather live in...
Yeah, that's probably a smart play to just stay in a van.
Right.
It's cleaner.
Down by the river.
Nah, it's not.
From a DNA perspective, though.
I don't use the second bedroom.
Man, I cannot wait to have a Husky van.
Yeah, buy theirs. Just offer them cash.
I'd have to trade them. I'm going to tell you again. I'm only trading. For God's sakes.
Mm. God's sakes, man.
For God's sakes. Yeah, I can't have another vehicle. But I do want a Hussy van, and I have a great Suburban I'll trade you. Ben?
I don't think...
I have nothing to trade you.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right. Let me know if that changes.
Okay.
All right.
Ben, since you were there, let's go through Fan 5. You were there. You were at the Wolves game outside of your boys.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Figuring out what females are.
Wolves
what'd you think of the act?
Stuff?
Yeah, well, break down the 103-95 loss to Utah. You think?
Well, first of all, we did not stay to the end. We left with five minutes left.
Yeah. Dan's team was done.
It's always the best.
And my kids were really confused when they lost by 8 because my daughter was checking the scores on the way home. She's like, Dad, they lost by 8. Like, I think they were down by like 2 when we left. She's like, how did they lose by 8? She was like, so different. I'm like, I don't know, this happens. Like, NBA, the end of games in the NBA are weird like that, right?
The worst.
It's hard to explain to her. But anyway, I would say that I know Wiggins is on a tear right now. To me, if you didn't know who were the best players on the team, to me, he looked like far and away the best Timberwolves player on the court. And I'm not just saying from a scoring standpoint, from the points. I'm just saying... The way he moved and the way that he was it attacking the basket and attacking every time that he had the ball in his hands. Nobody sort of had that mentality as much as he did. You know, other guys did, but I was really impressed with just how he carried himself. Even like off the ball and even during timeouts, he just sort of had this tougher exterior to him, and it's in a little bit of a swagger to him. So I thought that was kind of refreshing given like all the criticism that he's faced. I'm a big fan of Donovan Mitchell now, not only because he like was kind of playing like he was doing like the Stephon Diggs thing with my boy coming out of halftime.
Oh,
he, like,
cool.
He like would pass him the ball, and then he want my kid to throw it back to him, and he'd shoot a three, and he missed twice, so he gave him another shot to get the assist, and he finally made one. Now, outside of that, because that was really cool, he Conley?
Mike Conley.
Super smooth on the court. Like, the way they move around, I was blown away just by, like, just how well they can navigate the space, and they didn't seem like they had a lot of wasted movement, and Mitchell was, like, so clean with the shooting. I don't know. I just got a big kick out of being... It's the first time I've ever been that close to an NBA game.
It's a game changer.
It's sweet.
It changed really... Hawk, have you done that?
Strangely, no.
I think that you would have a better appreciation for the game even just one time.
He'd still hate it in general, but at least you'd understand why other people might at least go, wow, these guys are pretty incredible. Yeah.
I don't love how it can be sort of individualized still, but I think that... To get an appreciation for the size, the speed, the athleticism, it is a little bit more physical than it looks on TV. I love how much you can hear them, the communication part of it. I love that. Like, I was ringside at a boxing match one time at the convention center, and I was blown away by how much the refs and the trainers and stuff, or not the refs, but the boxers and the trainers kind of talk to each other during the fight. The boxers will, like, talk trash to each other. And you never get that feel when you're watching a broadcast. And I thought that was cool about basketball as well, is how much they're calling out plays, how much they're calling out picks, how much they're talking to each other, how much they're just like all the communication that happens is awesome.
Hmm.
It's probably the best sporting event to watch that close and to be that intimate with. So too bad they lost, but I think a better appreciation for what they do.
That's cool. Good.
Tonight at 7:20, the Colts are at the Texans. Both teams are 6-4. The Texans are slight favorites, about 3.5. Your thoughts?
I don't really have any thoughts because I've been completely on bye week mode and all just college football. So
let me ask you in a different way. Who cares who wins? But
yeah.
But 2-4 weeks ago, it looked like the Texans had a chance to be a factor. Now they're starting to slide back to the pack a little bit. So maybe this is one of those games where if you lose this game, you can just kind of write them off. But if they win it, they're back to 7-4. They kind of take the stranglehold on the division, and maybe you have to start worrying about them a little bit. Because the AFC, outside of the top, what, two teams?
Yeah, that's really not.
It's kind of wide open after that. So the Texans have a chance to get back and be one of those other four.
Yeah, they're certainly not the parity that the NFC has. And didn't the Colts run for like 300-some yards last week? Marlon Mack and the other guy, I think, both went over 100. So
Mack's got a broken hand now, though.
Yeah, he's out.
Is he out?
Yeah.
But if that's correct, I mean, it's going to be an interesting just the way that it seems like the Colts have more weapons just because they can run the football a little bit more. But yeah, we'll see. I probably won't watch it.
Yeah, I probably won't either.
Hmm. Hey, how do you have the MVP race so far? Because we were talking on Monday or Tuesday about Kirk Cousins right now being sixth in Vegas for likelihood of winning. It's like Lamar Jackson. It's like Lamar Jackson 1, Russell Wilson 2, Aaron Rodgers 3, and then Dak Prescott and Patrick Mahomes tied for 4/5. That was before Monday night's game. I don't know if it's changed then, and then Kirk was 6.
So why is Mahomes in there?
I don't know. Maybe
that's got to be name recognition and just respect for what he can do when he's. But you can't. He missed what, 4 games?
But don't forget that's not only those are the Vegas odds. So it's not only like if the voting ended today. That's more of that they think he's going to light it up the rest of the way.
Gotcha.
The likelihood that he actually wins it at the end of the year. So
I'm with you. I'm with you.
But if you were casting your ballot today, truly you had a vote, where would you rank Kirk? Let's say
I would rank him 3 or 4.
Would you go Jackson 1 or Russell Wilson 1?
I don't even know if I'd go Jackson. I don't want to do it just because they have the loudest megaphone right now. I think what he's doing is really good. no doubt that he's a special athlete, but is he the clear-cut number one? I probably only because their team is winning, and they're winning because of his legs and for his dynamic ability. So I suppose, but I don't think it's as far-reaching, and he's pulling away from everybody.
But if you were voting right now, you'd take Kirk over Mahomes, right?
Yes.
Would you take Kirk over Dak?
Yes.
Would you take Kirk over Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Would you take Kirk over Lamar Jackson?
Probably not. To win it right now, no.
Would you take Kirk over Russell Wilson?
No, but he's not far behind.
All right, so you'd have Kirk
That's what I was saying. He's about three or four.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's awesome.
Wow.
The thing is, like, you look at his, you compare, if you're a stats person.
Undeniable.
Well, look at Russell. If you think Russell Wilson is the cream of the crop, especially just in the NFC, he's right there in beating him in several categories and right behind him in others.
Right. So, almost identical numbers.
Yeah, they're almost identical, depending on what metric you want to look at.
Yep. Kirk's kicking ass. Speaking of Kirk and the Minnesota Vikings, we went down to TCO yesterday and talked to the head coach, Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, you know, traffic is horrible out there right now, Corey. I think this is really going to brighten their day when we come back.
I think so, because I thought Mike was absolutely spectacular
yesterday.
Absolutely
right, yes.
We'll play that back next after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
The Beezer.
Welcome back to the Patrick Morning Show. Here you go, Tommy O. I waited till you were in your car sitting in traffic. Here's Tequila Again by the Brothers Osborne.
I'll never forget the first time I kissed her. And that's where the story begins. At a dive bar named Leaders in Encinitas, we met through the mutual friend.
Tommy, I love you, brother.
I swore wrong, but I've been damned. I fell in love with tequila again.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show, 825.
We lost our minds, we danced all night. It's just right where we left off.
You guys all right over here?
This is a great song.
Good.
This is a good song.
Great song. All right, here we go. I know you're sitting in terrible, rotten traffic because it's not a blizzard, but it appears to be. So instead of just suffering, we're going to help you. We're going to give you real, intense reporting.
We went down to TCO yesterday, Ben Lieber.
Right.
You spent some time down there.
You know that's
right? Are you familiar with the head coach, Mike Zimmer?
A little bit.
Yeah, he's the head coach of the Vikings. Yeah. He's been now for about five years.
Yeah, right.
Once a week, the Vikings give us access not only to Kirk Cousins. We were on his podcast on Monday.
Stuff.
No big deal. We're best friends.
Not to brag or anything.
No, not to brag, but like we know him better than Rosie does.
No big deal.
Much better than Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie thinks that they're friends because they do a show every week. But I mean, you can tell Kirk like the three of us way more. He's a Kirk blocker.
He doesn't even know Rosie's first name.
Yeah. I'm a Kirk blocker.
Yeah, he Kirk blocked us bad on Monday.
I love that.
But Kirk fought through it.
Thank you.
Kirk fought through it. But anyway, but we also get a weekly exclusive with Mike Zimmer. It's an interview, but we just like to call it a Power Drip press conference.
And now, it's time for a Power Trip press conference.
Hey, Mike Zimmer, Corey Coe, Power Trip Morning Show. First off, I just wanted to say that I've just been so impressed with you. The more I learn about your backstory and your childhood, I heard about your 10th birthday. You were given two turntables, and then your real dream truly began. But it wasn't easy. Teenage years filled with musical rejection. And there were so many times that you almost quit. But look at you now. Now you are a world-class DJ. How'd you do that?
Kept scratching.
Damn it.
Brilliant.
Damn it.
My Lord, Mike Zimmer, you treat this place like your home. Pick up your laundry.
It'll all sort itself out here in these next month and a half.
Thanks.
This is an embarrassing thing for two reasons. Number one, because basically it's the same joke. But the other one is, Coach Zimmer, you made A.J. Mansoor go home from today's press conference. And you called him out in front of everybody. You said, that boy's got crabs. How in the hell did you know that he had crabs?
Kept scratching.
Brilliant.
A.J.
I knew it.
Embarrassing.
I knew it. Hey, Mike, what's the deal? Why did the chicken have to cross the road in the first place?
You know, he was on the other side, so that was a little bit of it.
Mike, we've been talking about it all day yesterday. I mean, prove to me you're a great Celine Dion fan.
Not sure my heart is still going.
It's my heart will go on, dude. You're not a fan.
You know what? That's great. Well done. Coach, while we're talking about that kind of thing, if you don't mind, I know that you are a songwriter. I'm impressed by your songwriting abilities. You wrote a follow-up to Kelly Clarkson's smash hit, Since You've Been Gone. What's it called?
Since He's Been Here.
Brilliant.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, same topic. Mike, my sources say you like to get crazy with dairy, that you like your milk hardcore. What's the most hardcore you've ever gotten with your milk?
I think it was 83% or something like that.
Whoa! That's disgusting, dude.
That's brilliant.
Coach, I'm not much of a gossip, but did you see everybody from The Wizard of Oz showed up? What's going on with the Tin Man over there?
I think he was a little rusty.
You don't have to yell it, dude.
Today's your best ones, dude. Nice
job.
You're
two more Slayers, I think.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yep.
Coach, I know you're a bit of an expert on wildlife around here, especially in the Twin Cities area. You've really nailed that down. Can you tell me when and where do muskrats mate?
In the spring.
What?
In the spring. Brilliant, Hugs.
Head coach Mike Zimmer. Hey, Corey Cove again, Power Trip Morning Show. Do me a favor. Big shot guy for the Vikes, Jeff Anderson, your guy down there. I've heard he's a big runner all of a sudden, and I've heard he's been jogging a little bit in Plymouth, Minnesota. So do me a favor. Tell him this, that if he's ever running around Plymouth and he sees an uglier version of Paul Rudd wearing a bandana and an Insane Clown Posse t-shirt jogging next to him, tell him to run the other way because that dude is a predator.
You know, he ran by that guy the other night.
Yeah, keep running.
Yeah.
Coach.
Keep running.
Meat Sauce here. I have great news. Corey's starting a boy band. They're looking for names. Do you have any suggestions?
Backside Guys.
You weren't kidding. I was a Slayer. You weren't kidding.
Oh, I got one more. genius.
Same topic, Coach. I know you're a little embarrassed because it was Paul Allen's birthday and you got him a gift. You bought him a ball gag, and I know you were frustrated because it hadn't arrived yet. Did you ever get that?
Showed up the other day.
Okay, good. Good.
Backside Boys, Paul? Backside Boys?
Yeah.
Mm. Hold my beer.
Oh, God.
Mike, I heard recently that you became an executive producer on an adult film. And did I read the story right? That right before filming, all of your male actors went on strike. What did you do?
We had to have other guys come in and suck it up.
Whoa! Whoa!
Hold my beer.
Yeah, I passed. Whoa! I passed on
Me
that
too.
One.
Me too. I literally did.
Because I'm like, I can't do something like these two could. That mine would get me fired. I had one lined up that was something about. Nah, never mind. Coach Meat Sauce here. Sunday was stressful, man. I find pulling the goalie helps my stress level go down. Have you had to burp the worm this week?
I've gotten after him a few times this week.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yeah! Burp the worm. I've never heard that.
I've never heard that.
I haven't either, and I...
You get that from Australia?
Shocking.
Burp the worm. What the hell does that mean?
I was like, I get it. Yeah, I was going to use some stupid thing, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put some effort into this. So I Googled information slang terms, and that was the first one. I'm like, I've never heard that.
Love it. All right, final question. Coach Chris Hockey, Power Trip Morning Show. Listen, this is really embarrassing, but I hope you don't mind me asking you this because I really require other men's opinions. We were just at the urinal. I caught you looking. If you don't mind me asking, I mean, what'd you think?
It was hard to get a peek at.
Brilliant.
I'm aware of that, Coach.
And end scene.
Yay!
You know
well
what?
Done, gentlemen.
The best one collectively you guys have ever. ever done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
It was super creative. It wasn't always dirty. It was clever.
Sometimes it was.
Yeah, but other times you guys have evolved from like
Hockey's always kind of gone
the other direction to try to do something different. Yes, now it's starting to like
Corey's are always really well. Now it's a good mix.
Thank you. Love it. That's awesome.
That's our last one for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we're not doing it next week. Which is fine because we're on break next Thursday anyway.
Yeah. But we'll be, by the way, I've been asked by a bunch of people about this. We will be on Black Friday from 7 to 9.
I have an hour and a half of best of.
But then 7 to 9 we go live because that's our anniversary.
That's our anniversary, man. 18 years.
Plus, it's fine. It's a Friday. It's initials. Of course, we're playing.
18 years of fart jokes.
Yes. So we're playing initials tomorrow. Creasel, two-time champion. Creasel's playing.
That's awesome.
Because he's going to be here before you guys go to Vegas. And then our other potential big-time guest for Black Friday fell through because that person's not coming to town until way late Friday night, so that person is not on.
Okay.
So we got to find somebody else for Black Friday because our A-lister can't make it in time.
That bandana guy's available.
Keep running. Keep running. We'll do headlines next. We'll talk to Ben before we get the hell out of here at 9. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
The FAN.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to the Power Trip Morning Show. Anyone hear the weirdest story of the day? And I know you got headlines. I'm sure this is not one of your headlines, so.
Go for it.
A Utah woman. Now, there's. I'm going to ask you, in particular, Sauce, to hold comment until I tell you the whole story.
Yeah.
Because when I first started reading this story, the headline said the following. Utah woman faces charges for being topless around stepkids. And the first thing I thought was, awesome.
Right, stepmother.
Right.
Right.
But you need to read the whole story.
Paul, settle down. You're all amped up.
I already got my own issue going on.
What? Oh, yeah. I bet I know what he's talking about. I don't think that's for air, though, buddy. A Utah woman may have to register as a sex offender because, because her stepchildren saw her topless.
Okay.
What ages are these kids?
Yeah.
She's 28. Oh, God, yeah. Her name's Tilly Buchanan.
Wow. Yeah. Hawk. She's getting better and better, huh?
Hawk.
Tilly Teacup, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, right? Yeah, they're huge. Wait, in my mind. Yeah, it's so big they had to invent a new bra size.
God, you are and so just horny.
Perfectly shaped.
That's not possible with a teacup.
Yeah, no, they are. It's the weirdest thing. Like, they enter the room about 2 minutes before she does. That's how big they are. It's like there's a little car that drives in front of her. It's a clown car that says wide load. Mm-hmm. Jesus. So you can watch yourself and don't hit her. Anyway, that's a bit of a...
Yeah, that got weird there for a second. For me there, huh?
Anyway, Tilly Buchanan appeared in court this week asking a judge to dismiss lewdness charges and strike a law preventing a woman from showing her breasts. The Salt Lake City mom allegedly took off her shirt while hanging drywall in the garage with her husband.
I'd also like to see her topless.
Exposing her breasts to his three children, 9, 10, and 13. Buchanan was charged with lewdness for the incident earlier this year. And now the ACLU of Utah is standing behind her. A couple of the guys standing in front of her. One of the dudes standing to the side of her. ACLU attorneys say the state's lewdness laws target and discriminate against women. If convicted, she could get jail time and be placed on the sex offender registry for 10 years. What I don't have in the story, and I need to do some investigating, please, if you would, Zach, help me out. I don't know who reported her. Like, if somebody drove by and they were like, look at the jugs on that lady. Tilly.
Right, you said it was in the garage, right?
Yeah.
So maybe the garage door was open and a neighbor reported it?
Yeah.
Right. That's number one. Second of all,
don't know.
How hot are you? Honestly.
That you can't keep your shirt on?
That you can't at least keep the bra on.
Yeah.
In front of kids. I know those things get hot. Trust me.
And look, well, if you're alone,
yeah.
But it's people. Well, if a gal right now is listening, going like, "What's the difference? A guy can take his shirt off to work, yeah, but maybe not around kids, theoretically, right? Like, for example, once in a while, my pants get hot.
If I'm working in the garage, can I just go, taking my pants off, it's too hot, well, there's kids around? Well, no, then you're an a-hole and you're going to jail.
Sometimes it feels like my testicles are on fire.
Yeah, well, that's because you have an STD.
Maybe it is, yeah. But that doesn't change the point.
You gotta keep them caged until the kids get out of there.
Right.
Yeah, then that when no you, one's Tilly. Around, you release the beast. Yeah.
Right. You burp the worm.
Yeah.
Burp the worm.
I'm going to today.
You're sick.
That's no, yeah, we know that. That's going to happen every day.
Yeah.
Ben?
You have the cleanest pipes in town.
Not all of us are tens, okay?
Duh.
What does that mean?
Well, I just assume you don't have to do that on your own.
No, even tens burp the worm.
Yeah. Yeah, like
stay funky shirt.
Yeah.
So Dennis Rodman's mom did.
What?
Well played, Tor.
All right, you guys ready for headlines?
Yeah, I am.
Now it's time for headlines.
All right, here we go. Some fun stuff. Let's start with science.
Yeah.
Science!
Oh, she blinded me with science. Great point, Hugs.
You know what? I'll
thank
play
you,
that for you.
Thank you.
Our brains, Ben Lieber, our brains have shrunk about 17.4% over the last 20,000 years.
Jeez. Why? Really? Science. I don't... What?
Science.
We got rid of the things we didn't need.
Yeah, exactly. We're more efficient.
Yeah, right.
Smarter, but more efficient.
Crazy, right? It's 20,000 years. What if it was a couple million years? I wonder how much you could change. A guy has been caught pretending to be mentally challenged to get a nurse to change his diaper.
Oh, my God. We hear this, everyone. Eh.
Yeah, it happens all the time. What is wrong with people?
Yeah.
This is in New Orleans. What are you laughing at? Are you laughing at something else or this?
Did you find a picture of Tilly?
Nope.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Maybe we should just move on.
Yeah, probably should.
Chris, you were once chased around a Perkins parking lot with a knife.
That's right? Correct. Yep, he
Good
tried to kill me.
Lord. Why?
Because he was beating on his girlfriend. I tried to stop him.
Yep.
Yep.
That's a legit reason.
Yeah.
Right? You saw a domestic incident. You were trying to step in. He didn't appreciate it. Chased you with a knife.
That's right.
A woman in Tennessee pulled a knife and chased her friend around a Wendy's parking lot for ordering too much food.
Oh, my God. If that were the case, Hawkey'd be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? No. I might try to stab you for not ordering enough.
Yeah. Oh, Wendy's whales.
Right.
Drive around and get more. Yeah, stab your ass.
Six-piece chicken nugget. What am I dainty?
Yeah, what happened here?
You trying to tell me something?
Are you on a diet?
You get your ass back in Wendy's and order more food. I'm going to sit in the car and burp the worm.
Right. You didn't get a Baconator?
Dennis, lay across my shoulder.
Yeah, Dennis, it's okay. We all have bad days.
So stupid. This show sucks.
Burping the worm's genius.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
It is.
You're going to do it today.
Well, yeah.
Pretzel Pop-Tarts are hitting stores in January. There's free advertising, but what do we think of pretzel Pop-Tarts?
I'd hammer them.
I'm surprised they actually haven't been invented earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, really dumb question, but again, this is a headline. I don't have any more details. My guess is this is not pretzel flavor, that there's some kind of actual pretzel
chunks
in. I'm guessing
the breading is sort of like a pretzel.
So the outside is pretzel-ish?
Yeah, the outside's pretzel.
Interesting. Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to look like a regular Pop-Tart, like
so
a pastry.
Good. They do look good?
Taste like pretzel.
Oh, yeah.
All right, God dang it, let me Google
it. Oh, yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Spin that thing around.
What? Oh, Corey. Yes.
Absolutely.
You hammer that. Right? The pretzel.
Cinnamon sugar and pretzel.
And
dude, those do look good.
Wow. Golly.
All right, I'm in.
I'm going to try that.
I was on the fence until I saw the picture. Now I'm definitely
whoever thought
interested.
Of that, give them a raise.
Hell yeah.
Golly.
Well, then what do we got with this? A Nutella-style spread made out of crispy M&Ms is available now in the U.S.
Nutella?
Yeah.
Spread made out of crispy M&Ms.
Why is it made out of crispy M&Ms?
I don't even know if you need the crispy M&Ms. No. Even if you just put like Little Rice Krispies in there.
Oh, I want pretzel Pop-Tarts right now.
They're not available till January.
It's
fine the way it was explained. Crispy M&Ms are great. You throw other stuff in there. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Yeah, but now you're putting
you're being greedy, Ben.
I think you're putting more chocolate. You're taking away from the Nutella if you add M&Ms.
Yeah.
Nutella is wonderful by itself.
I disagree. You're adding
it. It just needs a little bit of a crunch from the Rice Krispies. That's it.
I need to eat more Nutella.
What?
What a goal.
Yeah. 2020, you can do it.
2020.
We're so proud.
Eat more Nutella.
It's time for...
A couple in California went to a real estate open house and stole ice cream out of the garage freezer.
That's why you don't do open houses.
Thanks, Chris Lindahl.
All right. Sorry to bring the room down, but check this out.
Oh, no.
Corey.
This is one of these.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
But, I mean, come on. A FedEx driver threw a large package over a family's fence in California. It landed on top of their 4-pound dog, and the dog was injured so badly that it had to be euthanized.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
FedEx driver.
Do it.
Why are you guys laughing?
Package over a fence.
This is a sad story. You guys are laughing.
They're trying so hard not to. Chris refuses to turn his microphone on.
He's like, nope, I'm not doing it. God!
And last but not least.
That's a terrible story.
That was terrible. Hideous. Yeah, why did I bring that up? Last but not least. A suspect in a shooting in Michigan is named...
Scott Smedley.
What?
Get on with the high school.
That's a terrible name.
A suspect in a shooting in Michigan has the real name Simba Lion.
That's a terrible name.
It's a great name.
It's a great name.
That's a strong name.
Circle of life.
Simba Lion.
Great point.
Yeah.
Did he kill Scar?
What if he did?
I mean, I'd be perfect. He should. He's a son.
Yeah. He deserved it.
Yeah,
Jeremy Scott? Irons from Watchmen. Full circle. Ben, you got to jump. Wieners. You got to jump on that show, man.
I know. I heard you guys talking.
5 episodes in, it's briefly. Freaking brilliant.
Yeah,
Ben.
Yep.
He gave us some rotten news. Could you give us some good news? Thanks to our friends at Bell Bank. Please tell us how we can help.
It's kind of hard to follow up Burp the Worm like the last 30 minutes, but I'll do my best.
Please do. Thank you.
Yeah, this is not about FedEx people killing dogs, but this is about
just the news.
This is about St. Jude and brain research and what they do there. And this is about Smyrna for her 13th birthday. At St. Jude's Hospital, they have a teen room. They provide video games, computers, and art supplies, a place where she can go to be herself. St. Jude's help kids like Smyrna ease into teenage life, even if they're being treated for life-threatening illnesses. See? This is better than
That's
what you guys
so
are talking
much
about.
Better. You're right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's not possible without donations. So please join the Ben Lieber Bell Bank Challenge. They will double your donation to St. Jude. All you have to do is enter Bell Bank to 785-833. That's 785-833. Just text Bell Bank. You can also earn your chance to win 4 tickets to cheer on your favorite purple football team for next season. Do it today. Do it for Smyrna. Visit bellbank.com/challenge for contest rules. Bell Bank is a member FDIC. Learn more about Smyrna and other St. Jude kids by visiting stjudeinspired.org. That's stjudeinspired.org. And now we can go back to dead dogs and burping the worm.
I will not be participating as there is no evidence that charity works.
785-833. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you,
have
guys.
Have a fantastic little vacation, won't you, please?
Yeah, have fun, dude.
I will.
See you in a couple weeks. Great. Yeah, I will miss you.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you.
Love you.
I'm thankful that you're a part of the show. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm thankful that you're part of my life.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to be 18 cares. Years old when you get back as a show, so we won't be able to say thank you in person, but in regards to what you've done for the show, thank you.
You don't look a day over 4.
And Ben, good news for you. By the time you get back, you'll be able to legally date us.
Yes!
Yeah. Take us to a Timberwolves game. Let me show you what I like.
I can take you guys out in public now?
Yeah, you can.
All right. Until the morning's rise. I'm not sure not forever. I'll be gone before or ever. It'll be just for KFAN, total.